This is PFW in Progress.
The pressures, and I'm not judging them, I'm not labeling them, but they are destroying your potential. There are no more shenanigans, no more tomfoolery, no more ballyhoo.
PFW in Progress with Fred Kirsch.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are in the presence of greatness.
Paul Perillo.
Double burger.
Just had a double burger.
You shut up. I know what you ordered. I was there.
So give me that sandwich.
You mean your sandwich? I bought it.
Can I have my food now, please?
Here's your double burger.
Mikey, Ricky, Danny, Terry, Mikey, Davey, Timmy, Tommy, Joey, Robbie, Johnny.
And Andy. And Andy?
Former winners include Nobel laureates, Fields Medal winners, renowned astrophysicists, and lowly.
Andy Hart.
Well, that's all. If you have any questions, I'm sure that Tom has the answers.
Some guy named Tom.
Look, you're my best friend, so don't take this the wrong way. 20 years if you're still living here. Coming over to my house to watch the Patriots games, I'll kill you.
PFW in Progress.
Sky rockets in flight. Afternoon delight. Hey, afternoon delight.
All right, welcome to PFW in Progress, our last show in Gillette Stadium before the Super Bowl.
Woo-ee!
And he's looking up.
That's
yes,
true.
He's
that
right.
Is true. He
he's
is
actually right.
Right. He was ready to jump on you.
Yeah, of
you
course.
Know that.
But we're all, I'm on pins and needles. I don't know about you guys, but I'm very anxious, I guess is the best word to
I'm anxious
describe
to my
mindset
I'm
right
anxious,
now.
I'm anxious to get down there.
Well, I'm anxious just, I'm worried. I'm not about the game, but about everything else. Details, logistics.
Well, you have more to worry about than I do.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
I don't blame you for being
worried. If I bring my recorder and my laptop, I think I'm good to go.
I'm good. In the cord.
Although
in your
I currently
cord.
Don't have a laptop.
Don't forget your power
Well, what's wrong
cord.
With your laptop?
My new one is coming today. It's having it here. They're transferring everything over, but I've never used it yet, and I want to go through everything to make sure it works all right.
Oh.
Well, they've had it for 3 days, Fred.
Oh, God. Do you have your
you
old
right?
one with you?
I still have it,
okay,
but it's about to die because it's so hot.
Is that a hair gel?
I had to give me a new one.
Just turn it off different times of the day. You don't have to run it all day.
All right, you don't understand, but okay.
I know the fan keeps going on.
No, but they said it's going to die soon because the fan has been overused.
It, like you, it's going to die soon.
All right, well.
That wasn't right.
Another thing to worry about. All right, webradio at patriots.com is the email address, webradio at patriots.com. Phone number is 508-543-7482, and today was open. Oh, was the players available today?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
And Bill no Belichick. Guys come up to the podium?
Dante Stallworth and Wes Welker.
Okay, so tell me about it.
Well, it was a typical Bill press conference, I think, at this time of year.
Except it started on time for the first time all year.
Matter of fact, I think it started a little early because we had to wait before we could get in the locker room.
That's true. And we were there late. I didn't get a seat.
But anyway, we have, Bill was just his typical evasive self, not in a mean-spirited way or anything, Fred, but just, some of these national people coming in, you know, kind of, I'll use my favorite word, with a sense of entitlement, you know, like, okay, now all these, you know, pathetic local reporters that couldn't get down to the, you know, the crux of the issue are going to ask questions about Tom Brady's injury and stuff, and Bill just, it was like batting practice. It was like a comedian handling a heckler. You know?
Good. Good.
Who were they? To use the Wednesday.
Swatting them away.
Who were they? Just so I know.
To be honest with you, I really don't even know. It was, I think it was a woman producer from
ESPN.
NFL. Was that ESPN or NFL Network?
Oh, I thought she was ESPN.
Okay. Well, she's very annoying.
Because I think
abrasive.
She goes with Wendy Nix.
And
I don't know.
Then a news reporter, not national, a local from, like, I think it was from WBZ, asking, you know, what's different about this Super Bowl than the previous three? And Bill said, well, we're going to Arizona. We're playing the Giants. We didn't do that in the previous two, which made me laugh. Because I just like the way they come in and they think they're going to get these insightful answers because they're much more, you know, skilled journalists. And they are. When you cover news, that's a much more difficult
task.
Well,
you have to be more careful.
Yeah,
for sure.
It's much more difficult to cover news in real life than it is sports.
Yep.
So in a lot of ways, they're right. But just the attitude that they bring with it, I think, kind of rubs me the wrong way.
Fred, I had a question for you. Is Peyton Manning going to do the coin toss this year?
I don't know why.
Because in the background, they have the Steelers-Seahawks Super Bowl, and the most asinine thing in the history of Super Bowls, Tom Brady was there doing the coin toss.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah. That was so stupid.
Why was that?
It just looks dumb. And I was just watching it a couple years later. He was there at midfield. Like, it's not Joe Montana who's been retired and doing commercials that we don't know he's in.
You should never It shouldn't be an active player.
That was the
it was
had
kind
the,
of odd.
The ceremony. Was,
yeah.
the 40th,
was that the ceremony?
That was the
year?
Ceremony. It was the 40th, and they brought all the MVPs back. Because
so
I remember the Steelers
the
really cheered all this. Remember,
yeah.
remember, Montana didn't show up.
Right.
Remember? That was a big controversy.
You wanted to get paid?
I didn't remember Brady actually.
Yeah,
he was right
Bradshaw
there.
Was there, and I mean, you could find somebody who's not an active player.
Right.
Yeah, that was odd.
I didn't remember that, but I agree with Tom and Andy. That's an odd.
There is a bias towards the Patriots. They got
to
make sure.
Toward the Patriots.
No, it's the opposite.
Oh, you admitted it. You admitted it, the other day.
Well, I think at this point they've got some money invested in the Patriots winning. You know, if the Patriots win, there's a lot of ways the league's going to monetize off this perfect
season. So is that
why
Mike Carey's the referee?
Well, you found that out, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's not good for
anybody. It's not good for anybody.
Because you never know what he's going to call on any team.
The game's not going to get over until February 4th now.
But that's why it's good for Fox, because they can sneak in another $2.6 million, another $2.6 million, keep pumping them in there.
It's not good. And, I you know, in all seriousness, I think if you have suspect officiating, I think that benefits – that doesn't help the better team.
And it doesn't, but and you know how they say, like, well, this is a bigger stage. The players, you can't help but feeling more butterflies. Well, that's got to be also for the refs, too. I mean, this guy's nervous in a regular season.
Yeah,
you know?
That's true.
This guy,
he
talk about a quick trigger finger.
About every call he makes, he tells a story.
Yeah, they got their hands on the flags just waiting to pull.
Can you imagine what the press box announcer at Gillette Stadium would be like at the Super Bowl?
Oh, my God.
God, no.
I'd be glad I'm sitting outside.
Actually, I can't imagine what the press box announcer is like in general at the Super Bowl. I've never been in one.
The opening kickoff. That play is scored as a kickoff from the 30-yard line, traveled 72 yards.
It's been respotted,
and the Patriots will take over, first and 10 from the 28.
With that kickoff, Steven Gostkowski has now kicked off once in a Super Bowl.
Tying with 4,515 other players who have also kicked off one time in the Super Bowl.
Freddie, a little, not news, but Plaxico has come out and basically said that their receivers are as good or better than the Patriots.
Right.
I don't know what the exact quote was, but that's the idea.
Just we can do some of the same. We can do the things the same, if not better.
And Rodney Harrison was asked about it today and didn't really get into anything. He said, that's the great thing about this game and this country in general. Our offense, our defense is going to have a chance to go out there. Their offense, their defense is going to have a chance to go out there, and you have an opportunity to prove yourself, and they'll all have.
But I definitely think the Giants are taking the "we're not scared" approach, and they're trying to convey that.
I think that's why.
Words.
I agree.
Well, and I also think that the media is really trying to bait them over there.
Well, that's what New York does.
Yeah, I mean they're the more inexperienced team when it comes to this. So those journalists over there are going to really try to get them to say something because they know they're not going to get anything on this.
Well, the guy did that. He followed up. It was a New York guy asking the questions, and then he followed up with, what are your thoughts on your crew here? Is it the best or something? And Rodney said, yes, it's the Randy Moss, Dante Starr, with all those guys, it's the best I've ever been around. Now, the guy could now kind of put those quotes together to say, Harrison responds to Patriots better.
I would bet if that was a New York guy, I would bet anything I have that that's the way it'll play tomorrow.
And Rodney also, what did he have that was, he was just talking about the preparation and the impact of the game, and he said, looking back to his, where he was back with Seau, that is without a doubt the worst feeling in the world is to see confetti come down on another team's Super Bowl win. So looking to avoid that, something the Patriots haven't done in a while, lose a Super Bowl.
Yeah, okay.
And one last quote out of the locker room. Kelly Washington was asked what his best piece of advice heading into his first Super Bowl has been, and he's been talking to Troy Brown a lot about the game and everything, and apparently we're going to break the rule because the best piece of advice was don't eat too much. There's a lot of food available, and you tend to gain weight by the game.
Not me. Stay within the 36 points.
Yeah, you better stay at your game weight of 247.
36 points.
It's not 247.
I heard one of our Papa Gino's meals is like 23.
That's correct.
Paul's. Mine's 22 and a half, but I...
That's correct.
Plus, it's not the meal. It's the sandwich. When you add on those wings,
that's
you're
not
dipping in blue cheese.
That's not counting
adds
the
up.
Wings.
The cinnamon stick, you're dipping in
lard. I had to go back to turkey sub, Fred.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. And how was Bill today, other than swatting away the...
I was going to say, he just talked about
I'm talking about the ones he did answer.
I'm sure
those were insightful.
He was his regular self. I mean, he didn't offer too much insight in terms of
anything.
You know, very complimentary of the Giants as usual. The running backs he talked about specifically, Jacobs and Bradshaw.
Another set of running backs, by the way. One's
as good as any we've played.
No, but one's 6'4", 264. One's 5'9", 198. They run the exact same plays
things.
No matter which guy's in there. Are there any teams that actually changed? I mean, to the
you
Patriots
asked that
run?
Question?
No, God, no. I wasn't within 100 feet of Bill Belichick. I was way in the back because we got there late.
Right.
But I just, are there any teams that, you know, use their backs differently?
I don't know.
Not apparently. Not according to Bill. And then he went on a great, what do we say, Bill Walshing of the offensive line.
Oh, yeah.
Just every guy that's played this year for the Patriots O-line.
The Patriots offensive line, very complimentary. It started on a question on Copen, but it morphed into, and I kind of liked what he said. Like, there was a follow-up question was, you know, that is largely an unsung group, the offensive line, but is Copen kind of the unsung member of an unsung group?
Mm.
And Brady, I mean, I'm sorry, Belichick was, I don't want to say offended by the question, but I think he was kind of bothered by it. You know, in other words, who's saying they're unsung? Who, you know, they're very good.
Right.
And I think they're very good, and he talked about the guys that are all involved, and individually he was talking, and then as Andy said, he even talked about Billy Yates and Wesley Britt and Ryan O'Callaghan. So
yep.
It was a big time credit to the offensive line today.
Well, I think they have played well, and you know, I was watching NFL Films did sort of a highlight reel of Maroney, you know, all his runs in the last game, and you know. You watch the line in those plays, and they're all over the place. I mean, the trap blocks and guys pulling and getting downfield and filling holes and, you know, coming out of nowhere to take people out. And, you know, you give all the credit in the world to Maroney for the runs he made, but he was getting some really nice blocks. And not just the offensive line. I saw Moss,
wide receiver,
ear hole
suit,
a guy.
Yeah. Everybody.
Yeah. So, you know, all the guys are – doing the little things that it takes to make every play successful.
Right.
You know, so it's
and we talked about some of that is getting healthy and getting all the guys out there they want out there, Kyle Brady and Ben Watson on the edge and Stephen Neal.
Stephen
Bill
Neal,
was quick to
I
point
think.
Out Stephen
How
Neal
good
has
he
had
is.
A he said Logan Mankins has had a I think very good year. So has Stephen when he's been out there or he, you know, so has Stephen. He's missed some time.
The inference I got there was Stephen Neal has had an all-pro year just like Logan Mankins, but
he missed
too many games.
He missed too
Heading
many
into
games,
the
yeah.
season, we kind of thought both those guards were the two best offensive linemen on the team, that they were guys that were at, you know, a top level in terms of powerful blockers and everything. And now Mankins is the all-pro, I mean, pro bowler, and Neal's kind of forgotten because of all the injuries, but Stephen Neal can play. He's not just a raw wrestler as Fred.
Well, and that's
him
the thing.
Well,
and Andy brought that up earlier in the week, and I think that's one of the areas that we're probably guilty of. We kind of brushed that under the rug a little bit and just thought, well, the Patriots' offensive line is so interchangeable. But I do think there's a difference, particularly when it comes to running the football, when Neal is there because of the athleticism he has. I think that allows them to do things in some different ways with Maroney, and I think that's helped. And again, you're right, Fred. Don't take anything away from Maroney. Just we're crediting Neal.
Right.
Not taking anything away from Maroney.
All right.
He has a terrible but entertaining new look to his, I don't even know what it's called. Yeah.
Mutton chops.
He turned, but it's connected. It's wide and connects. And he shaved like under his chin and down. I don't know what to.
You don't like it.
It's interesting.
It's beyond
Stephen Neal.
It's beyond bad.
If he was like a wrestler or something, it's a good gimmicky look, but. He's not really the outgoing, flashy guy. It doesn't really fit his personality.
No.
He was more Paul Bunyan.
He's a nice guy. Very nice to talk to.
Right. No yeah. question.
All right. Well, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back with more of talk and emails.
When you've got a lineman-size hunger and want the awesome, authentic taste of Gillette Stadium at your tailgate or right at home, tackle that appetite with Patriots Gridiron Grillers. Try Sack Attack sausages, first down franks, or Patriots brats in a wide variety of flavors at home, at the stadium, or at the game. And get your crowd cheering for Gridiron Grillers. They're great on the grill. Gridiron Grillers are all you'll need for the perfect tailgate or home barbecue. Check out all of the Patriots Gridiron Grillers. Miles some hot Sack Attack sausages, Patriots cheese brats and beer brats, First Down Franks and more. Patriots Gridiron Grillers go great on the grill. Gridiron Grillers are available at Big Y, Demoulas Market Basket, Hannaford, Johnny's Foodmaster, Roach Brothers Sudbury Farm, Shaw's and Stop and Shop, and distributed by Agar, Associated Grocers of Maine and Associate Grocers of New England and CNS Wholesale. Patriots Gridiron Grillers, when you just can't wait for Sunday.
All right, Jimmy, it's the big day, and we got to go. Patriots kick off in an hour. Let's make sure we got everything.
All right, let's see. Face paint.
Check.
Helmets.
Check.
Foam fingers.
Check.
Jerseys.
Check.
Checks.
Check.
Check card.
Check.
That's everything.
Let's go, Pats! Woo! Let's go, Pats! Let's go, Pats! Let's go!
Check, check, check. That's right. If you really are a true Patriots fan, then you need to open a New England Patriots checking account from Bank of America today. You'll get checks, check cards, and even bank statements, all with the official New England Patriots logo. Bank of America is the official bank of the New England Patriots. So take advantage of this opportunity to make every day game day.
Let's go, Pats!
Woo! And sign up for a New England Patriots checking account today. Bank of America. Bank of Opportunity.
Bank of America N.A. Member FDIC. New England Patriots trademarks, including the Patriots logo, are the property of New England Patriots L.P. and are used pursuant to a licensing agreement with New England Patriots L.P. 2007 Bank of America Corporation. All rights reserved.
He's been a three-time champion, two-time Super Bowl MVP, and kicked off 2007 on a record pace.
Three touchdown passes in the first half.
Now Tom Brady has signed official Patriots mini replica helmets, and you can get one free exclusively from the New England Patriots. This authentic mini helmet comes complete with chin strap, face mask, and Tom Brady's autograph. Perfect for every Patriots fan. To take advantage of this incredible one-of-a-kind offer, all you need to do is make qualifying transactions on your Bank of America Patriots Extra Points Visa card. Plus, with your card, you'll earn Patriots Extra Points redeemable for once-in-a-lifetime Patriots experiences, pregame field passes, memorabilia, merchandise, tickets, and much more. Don't wait. Apply at PatriotsExtraPoints.com or call 1-800-NFL-9929 to get your Bank of America Patriots Extra Points Visa card and a free official mini replica helmet autographed by Tom Brady. Patriots Extra Points, because fans want contact too. Autographed mini helmet limited to those making a qualifying purchase. See details at PatriotsExtraPoints.com.
A tremendous performance. The Patriots win the AFC Championship.
Your New England Patriots are AFC champions and are off to Arizona for Super Bowl 42. And you can join them when they play for their fourth Super Bowl championship just by shopping at the Patriots Pro Shop or PatriotsProShop.com. That's right. Go to the Patriots Pro Shop or PatriotsProShop.com for your AFC Championship gear, and you can win a trip for two to the Super Bowl. You can get the same AFC Championship hat and t-shirt the players were wearing on the field. Check out the huge collection of AFC Champion merchandise with items like sweatshirts, ladies' tees, keychains, and many Pro Shop exclusive items that you won't find anywhere else. Can't make it to Foxborough? Log on to PatriotsProShop.com and gear up for the Super Bowl and get your Pats merchandise directly from the source. And remember, just for shopping at PatriotsProShop.com, you will be entered to win a trip for two to Super Bowl 42. The Patriots Pro Shop at Gillette Stadium is open Monday through Sunday leading up to the Super Bowl.
All right, welcome back to PFW in Progress. Big shout out to Chris from the Bronx, who once again steps up, delivers, and because of that, I read his email in full. He says, "Hi guys, hope the food arrives okay." It did. We thank you. He says, "As I've been saying, I'm a bit tired of all the speculation from a New York point of view." Okay, I get it. The Pats are vulnerable cheaters who will get their comeuppance from the underdog do-gooder Giants. So I thought I'd ask about the only football game this weekend, the Senior Bowl. I'd ignore Georgia Tech's Philip Wheeler because of his small size, but he's up to 245 pounds while maintaining his quickness. No comment. Could he play the middle in the 3-4? And what are your thoughts?
Is that number 52, Tom?
I think so.
What are your thoughts on Appalachian State's Dexter Jackson as a return man slot receiver for the Pats? Great quickness, run so-so routes. And thoughts on defensive end Cliff Averill converted to an outside linebacker? Anyone?
I don't know. I don't watch Appalachian State play, so we're going to have to watch that guy when we get, like, tapes in of him and everything.
If how we about get Phillip, tape in of him.
How about Philip Wheeler?
I don't love him.
No?
No.
Okay. I don't like him because Mike Singletary was yelling at him.
I would say, too, kind of suspicious, and Chris you know, alluded to it. He bulked up and hasn't lost any of his quickness.
What do you mean by suspicious?
Steroids.
I don't hold that against him.
Yeah,
gotta feel the team somehow, Paul.
But the teams do.
I just even if you bulk up, I don't know if that makes you a 3-4 linebacker. I think guys have like natural size and then
and natural ability.
Yeah.
Just because you're bigger doesn't mean you instinctively take on guards and do the things that you might want to do. And plus, we're talking about, is there a little bit of a philosophical change here with Bill, and is he looking for putting a greater emphasis on some speed in there, and maybe is he willing to give up a little bit in terms of taking on blockers?
I think he is.
I do too, but it'll be interesting as we start to break down the prospects who might fall under that one umbrella versus the other and how that plays out.
I also think that he has invested a lot in that defensive line too, so maybe, you know, that size back there isn't quite as imperative because the guys up front are so good at what they do. And, you know, maybe that lends itself to a combination of the way the game is changing, the way you guys just talked about, and maybe a little bit less, you know, more of a need for athleticism as opposed to bulk.
What right. about Cliff Avril, the defensive end? Any? Have we looked at him yet?
I know of him, and I've seen him play, but I don't know. Those are the toughest ones for me to do, is the defensive end coming over to a 3-4 outside linebacker. I like when we go, for those guys, I like when we go to the combine and we actually ask them and then we talk to people about them, because some of them will just say, you know, I have absolutely no experience. I played no linebacker. I haven't dropped back. Like the guys from Georgia said that, and we kind of like scratch them off the list. So once we get back from the combine, we'll know so much more about these guys and what they can do and what they think they're good at and what they're not good at.
Plus, that is actually one of the drills. Everybody like makes fun of the combine. Running on cones and drills doesn't mean you can play football. But one of the things you need to be able to do is show you can run around on 2 feet, drop back into pass coverage, some of those types of things that you can see a little bit of lateral movement, quickness, athleticism at the combine and say, does this guy project to be able to play in space?
The more I watch this draft class, the more I agree about the lack of top 10 talent, but the surplus of top 100 talent. Seems more and more likely that the Pats will make any possible trade to get 5 picks in the first 3 rounds. Thanks a lot, guys. Appreciate all your hard work and your sense of humor. Just remember that Fred is always right. Just ask him. That's what Chris says.
Thank you, Chris.
So once again, Chris, if you can get up here from the Bronx in the off season and you want a little bit of a tour, the nickel tour, I'm happy to have Tom take you around.
Tom, who had to go to IT and goes, where's the cage? And I said, I don't know.
All right, webradio@patriots.com is the email address. And any other news that have come out? I mean, we know that Tom Brady was not at practice yesterday.
Right.
Anything else that we've learned over the night? Any stories coming out that we need to address?
What are you talking about?
just news that we want to fill our listeners in on.
But do you have something that you're like,
yeah, because there's nothing, Fred, nothing's going on.
I feel like you're leading me somewhere, but you're not really leading me anywhere.
The big thing is that Brady didn't practice yesterday. I mean, that's the news of the day.
And you think like they caught Rodney Harrison and you just didn't hear about it?
Well, Mel Mitchell did get put on IR.
Yes.
Which is too bad for him.
Rodney Harrison and Mel Mitchell?
It's too bad for Mel Mitchell.
Oh, of course.
You know. But I was thinking today, I hadn't updated any blogs. Have you guys blogged today at all?
Not yet, no.
I didn't.
What are you waiting for?
We have a paper
we're
working on,
we have that
on,
paper that you pay us to run.
You had that done yesterday.
No, we didn't.
Fred, it's 40 pages all today. It's no post-game crap. It's all right now, done Friday.
I didn't blog today, but what I was going to blog about, but then I read Andy's story about Junior Seau, so I figured, I was going to write about how...
That's not on the blog, though.
Even though they're on different ends of the spectrum, I'm equally happy for Junior Seau and Ray Ventrone to get a chance to win.
That you sounds like a blog entry.
Why didn't you write
when
it?
When you get back up,
I haven't had a chance
blog
yet.
It.
Well, why?
You been
the paper
doing?
Was,
the paper
was
done
paper
yesterday.
Was done yesterday.
I know, but I haven't had it. I'm so busy.
Doing what?
Oh, my God.
Every time I look in there, you're on iTunes.
When was...
don't worry. I'll do some blogging about Ventrone.
He took the bait for a second there, and then he realized he's an idiot. Why am I going to say it?
But, you know, I just, you know, two guys on the opposite ends of, you know, player status spectrum.
Well, not according, well, he wasn't the last Patriot, was he?
No, it was Antoine Spann.
Antoine Spann.
No, yeah. I know, as far as that ranking go, but as far as, you know.
Our rankings go.
Yeah, I mean, how much they get to play and the chances of them being on the team at this point in their careers. I mean, you know, Bubba, you
That's
know,
great.
He was... I remember in 05 when he was an undrafted free agent, came on the team, get the snot knocked out of him, special teams, and you would stand by himself on the sideline. No one would talk to him. He didn't talk to anybody.
Well, that's why I ended up doing that story, remember? Because I noticed in the locker room he was the only player that didn't talk to anybody. He was kind of off. Always, remember I said that to you, Andy? I said, does this guy have any friends? I've never seen him speak. And that's what kind of started the joke. And I said, I'm going to do a story about him in the paper. Then 1 week we didn't have anything to do. So Paul said, why don't you do that Ventrone feature?
Right.
But you're right. He was kind of just like, and now he's like slapping hands with
Everybody
Ellis Hobbs.
Slapping hands. He's you know, almost the weekly practice player. You know,
he's a star. I go to get my oil change at Rodman. The guy goes, Ray Ventrone still over there?
Yeah.
I mean, people want to know about Ray Ventrone.
10 years from now, Ray Ventrone's going to have to give proof that he played in the NFL. He doesn't look like an NFL
player. And
the big
ring
yeah.
will be proof.
Right.
No, Andy's right. You know what's going to happen? 15 years from now, someone's going to send an Ask PFW. Did Ray Ventrone, a guy named Ray Ventrone, ever play on the Super Bowl team? That's what's going to happen.
We had a guy at a bar, and he said he played on the 2007
he
Patriots.
Said his name was Ray Ventrone.
You ever hear of him? And he'll be one that's easy. Not the guys that are in training camp for a week and then go on that stupid new game show and claim
that
an NFL player.
That would have been a hell of a blog post.
It's still going to be a blog post because do it. It's still good.
And I have to write my edit letter. I haven't even done that yet.
What have you been doing?
What have you been
paper
doing?
Was done yesterday.
Now you know why we haven't had a chance to blog yet.
Holy
Some of these
Moses.
Things catch up to you.
Because I haven't done my edit letter?
No, like you're proof positive that some you can get a little bit busy with some
PFW
of the things that you have
has
to
a
do.
Lot of different. You know, we're on the web where we actually have a paper. We have
apparently
to do the audio.
Fred is the only one busy.
We got about 20 pages done before we went down to Bill's press conference. Since then, we've been down here.
Oh yeah, we're rolling.
Hey, I'm being extorted. You know how Randy Moss was extorted?
Yes,
he wasn't really extorted according to
the
legal definition.
You talked to Tomasi.
There's a extortion effort going on against me. I got a couple emails today saying that someone was holding a picture of me. And they were threatening to put it up on that MySpace page unless I sent them another picture of me. And I refused to be extorted.
Put it up.
Okay, put the picture up then.
I'll tell you what, to all these people, I'll just shut down the MySpace page. And I have the power to do that.
Power's gone to his head.
I say you forget about it in 10 minutes.
You know, I refuse to be extorted.
I don't know. That didn't really work out for Randy Moss. He hasn't been good since. I want to think about caving in.
Dave in store says, I just wanted to let you know that to further spread the good word of PFW, I've created a Facebook group for the show. I invited all the Pats fans I know to this group, and hopefully some of them will listen and get hooked. As for the game, I'm predicting a fairly entertaining match in which the Pats pull away late 34-24.
See, I still think that's stuff Chris should be doing.
Well,
he's the webmaster sitting over there doing nothing all day.
You know who should be doing it? Kyle and Lori, because they already it for their own crap and for cheerleaders.
Right. And they don't do anything else.
And Dave
they don't do
says,
anything else, and they know that, how it works, the lingo, all that.
And Renee writes in, she says, an anonymous tipster calling themselves Todd has sent me a picture of our leader, Fred. Now, I don't want to be unfair, but this is not a good picture for Fred. He looks like he doesn't really know he is in the picture. He is wearing a white Pats T-shirt and does not look at all like the professional he claims to be. Well, first of all, I don't never claim
to
be
never
a professional.
And you're never going to get a picture where he looks like one. So
this is what I suggest we do. We give Fred one chance to send us a picture of himself, or the one I have goes up for all to see. I think that sounds fair, don't you?
Yes.
Fred, for crying out loud, give the guys a pick and take down that crappy out-of-focus picture of Tom.
I got to tell you that based on that description, Fred, that sounds like the best picture I've ever seen of you.
I mean, you were wearing a shirt, so right off the bat.
And it wasn't a Batman
shirt. Evidently,
or an Elway extra small.
It was a T-shirt, so it wasn't unbuttoned all the way down to his navel.
Yeah, you don't have to see all that hair that usually hangs out and a little bit of nipple.
And then Dave from Abington, Virginia says we have a picture of Fred, and we will put it up unless you give one that they want. Oops, it's already up, thanks to Todd.
Oh, yay. Up.
Fred, who are these? Why do all these people have pictures of you all of a sudden?
I don't know.
Like, how come it's not one person?
Well,
right?
I know where this one came from. There was a picture circulating because I went a month or so ago, and I met up with when we played I forget what game it was, but the Arizona people from the Arizona fan club came to the game, and I met up
we
with them
get away from these people.
At Tom's Tavern in Wrentham, and they took a picture of me with the group, and I had a white T-shirt on that night. So I think
My guess is it's not totally white, knowing you, that there's probably some stains on it.
There's possibly some food stains on it, yeah.
Craig could send in a picture. He's got pictures of us.
Well,
by the end of the day, there better be a picture on there of you.
There is.
Yes.
What picture is it?
It's you and I think on the TV show. Not bad.
On the TV show? How'd they do that?
I wasn't wearing a white T-shirt, though.
No, it's a peach button down with a lot of chest hair.
Chest hair showing. That's the TV show.
Like I said, the T-shirt might have been the best picture of you.
Yeah.
Maybe there's two pictures out there of them.
Maybe we can get Brian Morey to get a shot of that John Elway shirt that you wore to the Christmas party that year.
Oh.
And Eric's picture is not going to help him turn a new page with the listeners either.
Jeff the mother effer from Warwick, Rhode Island, says, "Hey, guys, just saw Fred's pic on your official MySpace page. You guys make fun of the size of Andy's head. Your melon looks huge."
Yeah. What size hat you wear?
7.5, maybe.
So you got a big head, too.
Yeah, but your head is bigger. Fred has a fat face.
As always, I'm excited about the Super Bowl. It should be a slugfest in the first half, but in the second, I think the Pats will pull away. And today's Urban Dictionary word of the day is Cleveland cave dive.
No. We're sticking to a New York theme through
it's
the
New
Super
York
Bowl.
Chili dog.
New York chili dog.
He gets all upset. No.
We play the Browns next year, don't we? Oh, no.
No. My favorite Cleveland one's the Cleveland Steamer by far.
We can break those out in the offseason. This week, it's all New York.
All right, well.
Which, according to Howard Balzer in our paper, what's his stupid note about?
the
first time two teams with the name, with new in their city description name have faced off in the Super Bowl, and only the fifth time where teams with two words.
I hope he found this somewhere and didn't do, like, research.
All I know is he leads his notebook with it. It's not buried in the bottom. It's the top note.
That's why I put the headline on
useless information about the Super Bowl.
You know, super facts, like I was being facetious.
Bad news, Balzer.
Well, Lauren writes in, we were talking yesterday about whether or not we should be concerned about Brady's high ankle sprain.
Yes.
And she went to about.com and did some research and sent us an article about high ankle sprains. And her message to us is that a high ankle sprain is serious.
Yes.
And Brady would play if his liver was falling out, but this is no joke.
We agree.
That's basically what we said, except Fred doesn't think it's serious
at all.
It's
a ligament, isn't it?
That's how we feel. Like.
A high ankle sprain, it says sprain, but it's really a ligament, something to do with a ligament, right?
Well, all sprains, I believe, are ligaments.
Yeah, a knee sprain is damage to the ligament, right?
Right. But I'm just saying.
An MCL sprain is like a
ligament.
Yeah.
Medial collateral
ligament. What's the
difference
ligament? Between a ligament and a tendon?
Tendon connects muscle to bone. Ligament connects bone to bone.
Can you sprain a tendon?
I think you strain a tendon and sprain a ligament.
Is that right?
But yes, you can.
You can tear both, though?
Yes.
Yeah, and that's
where you get into steroids, because a lot of those people that tear the tendon, it's a question of did the muscle get
but
too
I
big
think
the
word sprain is misleading, because I remember, and people can Google this, the Todd Heap thing. He started taking heat in Baltimore because he missed about seven, eight games that year with a high ankle sprain. And, you know, people started saying, come on, it's a sprained ankle, right. You know, and they started questioning his toughness and everything. And I don't think people realized that he just couldn't play.
Right.
So
it's one of those. It's like the
it's a tricky injury,
the turf toe, where everybody goes, "Oh, it's just
a toe
injury,"
a toe.
And then it costs a guy 12 months and he can't
Deion
recover.
Deion Sanders' career.
So these issues can be major,
right?
And Fred just sweeps it under the rug. But
well, in fairness to Fred, it's not really just Fred doing it. It's all of a sudden
the world.
Everybody's decided.
Yeah, I'd like to point out now since
issue.
We talked yesterday, we find out it's a mild high ankle sprain. Now he misses a full day of practice. Is it still a non? How long do we go non-issue before it becomes an issue?
It's not an issue.
Okay.
I don't think it's an issue that he'll play.
Right.
He will play.
I think you're misunderstanding what we're saying. None of us believes
it's not an issue
second.
That he'll play or that he will be affected negatively by it.
1%. It won't affect him 1%.
1% doesn't matter.
You changed something to 4% yesterday.
So
1% doesn't matter.
But so I'm just saying, like,
talk to me about
him.
20%, and then I'll be worried.
By your argument, if he plays the same way he played Sunday against San Diego,
they lose.
No, but I'm saying then they win.
That it matters then.
So by your definition, it didn't affect him.
No, then I'd be wrong.
Oh, okay. I thought you were just saying that.
You're asking me what I think now.
No,
but if I'm proven wrong, I'll say I'm wrong.
No, but what I'm saying is I think we all think he's going to play. We all think the Patriots are going to win. I think we
all think
they're going to win.
But you think he'll be affected?
Well, I don't think he's going to be 100%. That's all.
I think he
maybe
will
he
be.
Goes out. Listen, Michael Jordan wasn't 100% that day. He had the flu and he hit like 19 3-pointers.
Right.
So he wasn't negatively impacted, but he wasn't 100%.
But that's what I'm saying. I don't think he'll be negatively
impacted. All we're saying is he's not going to be
100%. There's no guy out there that's
100%. No one knows how he's going to play.
Well, and here's what I'll say, Fred.
Did you eat all those sticks?
No, no, they're right there. There's like three of them right there.
And, you know, Papa Gino's would do well to put a third meatball in there.
That's better than Brokeback Mountain.
Tom's just looking at me like, I can't believe you've strayed from the pigskin. What,
no, it's not that you stray, Fred. It's you wait till someone's in mid-sentence and then say,
have
you ever had an Italian sausage with mustard on it?
Have you?
All I was going to say was Terrell Owens dominated the Giants in two games in the regular season. He caught four passes in the playoff game. You know, I guess it could be attributed to a lot of things, but I find it hard to believe that Romo wouldn't throw to T.O. if he was wide open, and he had the high ankle sprain. Maybe he wasn't 100% in that game, and that affected him a little bit.
He was probably negatively affected.
Yeah, but no one's talked about that. Did anyone hear one thing about that after the game, that maybe T.O. wasn't?
Well,
you know what I'm saying? I'm not saying you can't play and play relatively well, but if it's a bad high ankle sprain, it could affect you.
I just think
Brady's a quarterback, so I think that helps him out more than like a T.O.
But it's the 2 weeks leading up to the Super Bowl, and you're going to break down every aspect of every 53 guys on the roster and everything, and the quarterback, even if Tom Brady's 1% affected, I worry more about 1% with Tom Brady than 99% with Ray Ventrone. I just think to just sweep it under the rug when 10 days from the game he's not practicing, that I find that
laughable. Well, I will say that I think that Brady has to be physically fit enough in this game to be able to tuck it away when he has to and run, because I think he's going to have to do that.
Well, what if not that? What if he just doesn't move laterally as well? He's very good at moving in the pocket and avoiding a sack. If he's a half a step different, maybe OCU Mignola gets there, or Michael Strahan gets there, or Justin Tuck gets there. And then if he gets there and he hits him in the ankle, maybe that makes it worse. And the next play, he's now 10%
weakened. Well, what do you think? Do you think he will be negatively affected?
Yes.
You do?
Yes.
Okay.
I can't put a number on it. I said 4% yesterday. I have no idea. But I think in some way it's going to affect
his play.
And
it will
be
noticeable.
I don't know if it will be noticeable.
If it's not noticeable and it has no effect in the game,
well,
it doesn't matter.
But my theory, if Matt Light and Nick Cashier play the game of their lives and those guys don't ever get near Brady, then it doesn't matter. But if they get by those guys, then it might matter. So,
well, do you think that's going to be the case?
Yes, because I don't think Nick Cashier is going to stonewall Michael Strahan every play.
So you think this injury will have an effect on this game?
I think it bears watching throughout the 60 minutes of football.
Okay. All right.
Unfortunately, I'll be in row 407 of section 407 and won't be able to see the field.
Fred, let me ask you, if you were the coach of the Giants, would you tell him to go after?
No.
I would.
I mean, I'm telling him to go after him anyway.
You've said, hope this guy tears an ankle.
Tell him to go after
him. Let me rephrase Tom's question. If Eli Manning had a high ankle sprain,
oh, hell yeah.
Would you tell the Patriots to go after him?
Yes.
Not in so many words. What I would tell him, what I would tell him is make sure you get at this guy and hit him hard.
And low, around the ankle maybe.
No, I wouldn't say that.
But they're going to do it.
I think we all think that Brady's going to play. He'll probably play well, but there is a concern. There has to be a concern that not his running ability, like what Andy said, his mobility in the pocket, his ability to kind of sidestep might be affected. No one knows for sure how he's going to play. It's still the game's still 10 days away. How do you know? You can't.
The injury he had in 01 was worse and had less time to recover from it. Matt is in Toronto. Matt, how are you doing?
Let me just say before you take Matt, if he plays the same way he did in 01, it might not be good enough. Throwing for 140 yards might not be able to beat the Giants.
That was the game plan.
I understand that, but might the game plan have been like that because of the ankle?
He's
you
not
don't know.
Play like that. He's 6 years wiser and better.
I agree. They expect a lot more out of him than that.
He was
That's just my point.
Young cub back then.
He totally just doesn't want to talk.
What's up, Matt?
How's it going, guys?
Good.
I'm not listening, so I figured I'd just call you. What are you guys talking about?
Brady's injury. Are you concerned?
Not really. It's Tom Brady. It's a Super Bowl. I mean, he's
exactly. It's Tom Brady. It's a Super Bowl, and he's 10 days away, and he's not practicing.
That's why Andy, Tom, and I are a little
concerned. Funny because last week I was going, it's LT. It's the AFC Championship game, and not that I'm comparing Brady to that.
Well, you better not.
But I'm just saying, though, you kind of take these great players and say stuff like that, but you know, you never know.
I mean, look what Rivers did, and I think I'd take Brady, you know, any day over Rivers.
He lost,
but he played like crap. He played heroically, you know, but he couldn't play.
But he threw a pick specifically because he couldn't push off his back foot. Hobbs got a gift pick out of
it. I give Philip Rivers all the credit in the world. I think he played heroically, and I think that he's to be commended by his teammates for what he did. But he didn't play well. And if that's all that Brady – I mean, I don't think that this is anywhere near as serious as that. But if it affects him like that, that could be bad news. That's why I'm a little concerned.
But
he finished the game.
He'd really send him to New York.
Yeah. Yes, that's the bottom line for me is I think if it was really serious injury, we all agree, all four of us agree on that. I think he would be here getting treatment, not in New York.
And let's face it, two guys have gone over the tape of that game with microscopes, and they disagree on even when the injury happened. So it can't be that bad, right?
I mean, if the guy was that horny, Giselle could have come up to Boston.
Oh.
That's true.
Well, we had an emailer who said.
Not her.
If he wasn't whipped.
Oh, now, come on now.
Have you guys done the Urban Dictionary word of the day?
Why? Do you have a late entry?
Yeah, New York taco.
Oh.
New York chili dog was the other one.
And a New York taco now.
There you go. New York is the theme, so Matt qualifies.
All right, Matt.
Food.
Okay, all the best, boys.
Thanks
for
Matt,
calling
Matt.
From Toronto. That's Matt. Toronto's a great city.
I like these guys who say, I'm not listening
to the microphone you haven't.
I like these guys who say, I'm not listening to the show. I'm just calling you to say hey.
Hey, that's great. We
somebody
encourage
tell
that.
His Blue Jays boss that he's got a lot of extra time on his hands.
We love our listeners.
We do.
We certainly do.
A little spring training prep. The logistics are really going crazy on the spring training.
He should be doing something.
Who?
Matt.
Oh, for the Blue Jays?
Yes.
When do pitchers and catchers report?
10 it's days
like,
or something?
It's like 10 days after the Super Bowl, right?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah. Holy mackerel. Just feels like they just ended.
Baseball season, baby.
Andy, don't forget to
New
watch
York taco
the Senior
New York
Bowl.
Chili dog.
The what, seasons are all just
what,
too long.
What day?
4 o'clock.
Saturday at 4? Tape it, too, if that stupid thing works. Comcast
they
got
to do something about that. The seasons are too long.
Yeah. Particularly MLS. They got to figure something out with MLS.
Boy, the Revs are going down the pooper, huh?
How many games they play?
Every time I look up, somebody's leaving.
That happens every year.
The guy that's staying is disgruntled.
That's all right. They'll be fine. They'll be fine. They have a good coach.
So saith Kirsch.
Stevie
Nicks. I saw him get out of his car with his wind pants and cleats on. Apparently, he drives with soccer cleats.
Stevie Nicks, a good coach.
They don't give the guy a locker room to change
good
in.
Man.
He's solid.
Good man.
Can't win the big one.
And why do soccer coaches have to wear cleats?
Tom is
do
right about around? That, however.
Yeah,
he can't win the big one.
Sure they do.
I don't see Bill wearing cleats.
He doesn't run around.
Why does Nickel have to run around?
All right.
You don't know.
Dave in Tempe, Arizona.
Yes.
He says, the question came up yesterday about why someone from Hawaii would be a Patriots fan. I was born and raised in Honolulu. I became a Patriots fan because Mosey Tatupu was the greatest player ever to come from my high school. For many years, he had the Hawaii high school career rushing record and is in the Hawaii Sports Hall of Fame.
Paul hates him.
Also, Russ Francis is from Hawaii and also in the Hawaii Hall of Fame.
Russ Francis is from Hawaii?
Yes, he is. Yeah. And was a prominent member of our community for several years before moving to Concord. So while most people in Hawaii like the 49ers, there is a good-sized chunk of Patriots fans. Wow, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
All thanks to Mosey Tatupu. Why do you hate him, Paul?
Are
we not
so
supposed
ridiculous.
To bring off-air things on-air?
I don't hate Mosey Tatupu. And that was a ridiculous comment.
I'll play along
you just
with
levied
Paul doesn't,
Paul doesn't like anyone who is raised above the level of their talent because of the fans.
That's not...
That's
not
exactly
that
it.
Is.
That's it. That's it in a nutshell.
He's on your team.
He is on the team, yes.
You hate the team.
That's not the definition of the team. The team is guys that are given more credit than they deserve, and they somehow raise to a level over the guys that actually have talent.
I was one of the idiots in the stands yelling for
food. If you asked 100 Patriots fans, who did you like more, Mosey Tatupu or Stanley Morgan, I bet you 75 of them would say Mosey Tatupu. That annoys me. Has nothing to do with Mosey Tatupu. That's why I said I don't, me hating him, that's ridiculous.
You hated him.
I never even met the guy.
You just don't like fans.
No, I'm just talking
you
about
don't
it.
Like it's him. The
perception.
Admit it.
It's the perception. You, okay, all right. You can have your little fun and make all the emailers write in and
no,
say, oh,
it,
yeah,
what,
Paul's being an elitist again. He
no, but when
like
it comes
fans.
Down to it, you don't like it when fans have fun with their sports.
That's what you call it?
Well, most of the time, it's easy to love Stanley Morgan. It's easy to love, you know,
guys
Jerry Rice and the great.
Then
the,
why, so why don't they?
But because we like to latch on to the guys that aren't the, you know, the most popular or the best. That's the way, you know, you always root for the underdog.
Ray Ventrone.
Exactly. I mean, and those are the kind of guys that people adopt because everyone else, they figure everyone else, you know, will give the love to Emmitt Smith and Joe Montana. Those guys get their love. I, you know, that's all, that's what it's all about, Paul. It's
that's
okay.
Fine. I don't know why this is such a big issue to you. It's not a big issue to me.
No, you've just created a team of people you hate.
But it's not. See, that's
you have a website for it.
That's perfect right there in a nutshell. Like I stay up nights, you know, writing down this list. Oh, you know, I call it my team.
Right.
It's my all Jeff Fry team.
You've obviously thought enough about it to make a team.
But I don't like stay up and have this way on my mind, and I don't hate these guys like you described.
Great play by Flutie.
But it bothers you.
Flutie's on the team.
Well, that's
question.
Different.
Flutie I hate. That's different.
And Flutie is hateable. There's a lot of reasons to hate Doug Flutie.
Anthony Simmons!
Anthony Simmons not on the team. He was an underachiever.
I was going to say, yeah. Anthony Simmons is a failure, right?
He's an underachiever.
He's kind of like Drew.
How about Drew Bledsoe?
P.S.
Gary, when was that audio clip played?
98.
Or was it? Gary's doing some funny stuff back there with audio clips and finagling, cutting and piecing stuff together.
He's also giving you a look.
I'm just telling fans, when you hear something, you can't believe it in this world. It's like Photoshop has taken over magazine covers. Gary's audio equipment, he splices stuff together.
Dave and Tempe has a P.S. There's nothing special about the Vine. We were talking about that sports bar yesterday. It's just another sports bar, so you're probably not missing anything by skipping it. My favorite place is Four Peaks Brewery in Tempe. The food is great for the price, between $7 and $15, and they brew their own very good beer on site. The place was packed with Pats fans for the AFC Championship game. I've never had a bad time there.
I can't do
How
that.
Close
problem is
Tempe
is far away.
It is
it's,
far
it's,
away.
Well, it's southeast of it.
Is it far away or far, far away?
Not far, far away, but it's far away. But the Vine, the only reason
I can't believe he answered. You said it, asked a dumb question, and he gives you an answer.
I was making a stupid joke.
The only reason we're talking about the Vine is because it is the headquarters of the fan club, so we do have to go.
And Andy and I can't go.
Yeah, I'm not going to the
Why
Vine.
Can't you go?
Because you made us
you
do
making
the TV
us do
show.
TV.
No, you're going to go there before 5 or 6 o'clock. You're going to go there.
We'll see.
Don't we tape at 8? And I'm told traffic is terrible.
No, you're taping at 10.
Eastern.
Oh.
Which is 8.
Oh, is that what they said?
Well, 10 there is midnight here.
Oh, yeah, you might be right.
That's what
By midnight on New England Cable News, it's an
time.
Infomercial.
You still have time. Don't worry about it.
I don't want to have time. And the place I want to go, Paul, what's that steakhouse that's an outdoor?
Oh, you can't
oh they made the big
2,000
seats. 1,800 seats.
Did you
yeah.
read any of that stuff?
I did. I read it all.
Already?
Yeah. What?
Now, that's the place I want to. I'm intrigued.
It's not the whole pile.
Edit letter's not
page.
Done, but
I read that whole. Well, that's why.
Well, now you know why.
Correcting
we
your
blogged.
Mistakes.
That's why we,
That's
haven't,
why we
blogged.
Haven't blogged. I'm sure you found a lot of mistakes, by the way.
But I'm intrigued by that place. 2,000 seats to eat steak.
That sounds fishy.
I'm in.
A little bit fishy.
Sounds
I agree
like the
Two
for Sioux City. Is it all you can eat?
I don't know. It's like an all you can eat salad bar.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
I thought
you'll love it.
It's all you can eat steak. Then
no,
something's not right.
You could go up and get a salad.
Yeah, why
so
would
now,
you go
a good
buy
salad.
Food? You're getting food free.
But how does that work, Fred?
You gotta go out.
If we're not around, like at the hotel, like. When do you get food? Is it certain times?
You get three squares a day.
You do.
Yeah.
And
so when we're
good.
At the other hotel, we have to go to your hotel.
You have to go
yeah.
to the team hotel
okay.
anyway to work.
What's going on. Okay.
Yeah.
Bring up about 4 boxes of granola bars.
That's what I was going to do.
Good call.
So.
Good call.
Usually, good call. You know, in all the past years, you figured out a way to get your meals. Right, Paul?
That is correct.
It cost you about $200.
As you can see, I'm not wasting away, Fred.
At the team hotel.
But you do go out, though. You don't.
Yeah. You go out.
You know, you don't do a Ferrero and just wait for every team-issued meal and just save all your money.
I do.
No, you don't. No, you go out.
You go to commissioner's parties.
You don't come out with us?
The Dude Man.
We never went out to eat.
I've never seen Fred at a Super Bowl yet.
That's only because he big times us.
Yeah.
That's not true.
You get any on your bib there?
You got a Cadillac. You go to commissioner's parties.
I'm not
getting
a Suzuki.
Cadillac.
It's
Why?
Not available.
Wow.
I'm trying for a Chrysler 300.
Oh, those are nice. Not a Caddy, but.
Yeah. Trying for a Chrysler 300.
Ah, Federer lost today, Fred.
I hope you have to slum it.
So do we do anything on Saturday,
accent.
Fred?
What?
Do we do anything on Saturday, the day before the game?
We'll see. We'll see what's going on.
No, that's a good day.
Usually it's a slower day.
What day?
Saturday.
Oh, Saturday's a good day.
Things kind of get shut
down. There's nothing.
The team actually moves out of the hotel and goes to a secret place.
Oh, okay.
Where no one knows.
There's nothing really, there's no access at all on Saturdays. That's a good day.
Yeah.
It's kind of recharge your batteries, get ready for the
game. It's kind of like the little lull before the storm.
To the Grand Canyon.
How far is that?
Yeah, it's within driving distance. Yeah.
I might be interested in doing
California's
that.
California's within
wants.
Driving distance. It just takes 8 days. What? I mean,
I might be interested in doing that if anybody's interested. I won't do it by myself, but
there's
if anybody wants to go.
Don't
I'm
fall in.
I'm going to go to the Grand Canyon by myself.
Now, see, I wouldn't picture you wanting to go to the Grand Canyon.
You wouldn't fall in. You'd get stuck.
You wouldn't fit it at all. That squash.
There's a real surprise. I have no interest in going.
Well, I didn't even ask you.
I've been there, so.
Andy was there. They think he was giving away hot air balloon rides. That melon.
We got it. You didn't need that melon.
See, that's when she was looking okay. Juice. What's her name? Susie Colbert.
Juicy. Juice Newton.
I want to kiss you.
Juicy Silver.
Do we have no emails? What are you doing?
I have plenty of emails.
We only go off the tracks when there's nothing coming from your area.
Let's
see.
Like
when I was little, I used to think Tempe. You know, Jesus. Tempe, Arizona. I used to think it was Temple. I don't know why.
Rachel is just really into this website. Sorry about the abbreviations yesterday. She said, I sent that out using my mobile phone, so I had to abbreviate. By the way, I am already a member of your MySpace account, but I don't think you can access it as you're not the owner of PFW.
Yeah, that's a
MySpace
flaw.
Account. No, it isn't a flaw. You shouldn't be able to go in and screw with other people's sites.
No, I just want to be able to see them.
Yeah,
we can't
have
see
to,
our
you
friends.
Can. You just have to create your own account.
Right.
Well, right, but then
that's how they make their money is people giving them their email address and creating these huge lists.
No, but say I make – I don't get how it works.
If you created an account as Andy Hart, you could read their profiles and stuff.
Because they know you. They know that you're not anonymous and you're not going to do anything bad.
You're just a guest right now. Like you go to the – you understand?
Sort
it's like
of.
If you want to read a story on the Globe and you have to register
right.
first to do all that stuff. That's all it is.
So even though I don't know – like I'm not the guy who started that site, if as long as I had my own like login –
you could check out other people.
On MySpace,
yeah, that's how. That's why Lori has 200 friends because people just search her and see pictures of her and say – and then they you have to send an invitation. Can I be your friend or
Time
whatever?
Out. Why are you teaming up on me?
Those two told me about it one day, Lori, and so that's
what
I
why they
from
should
it.
Be running our page.
You do join Dick for a little while.
They know all the ins and outs of all those
– the whole thing got me thinking. It seems that dude from England is getting all the perks as he is the only access to all of your PFW groupies on your MySpace.
Perks?
I suggest asking him for the password. I think that's just fair.
Yeah, I agree. I want to be able to see Lindy and some of the others.
And she's attached her picture.
So, coming over, Fred.
And she wants Gary to email her on how she can – she's from Manila, from the Philippines, and she's very cute. Whoa. Very
is
she, cute.
Is that done loading?
Is she my kind of cute?
Oh, I want her to go. Yeah. Well, you. Yeah,
hang on.
Look.
Was she like 11?
No, she's cute.
Tom's interested.
No, Tom has a fetish.
She has a hat on, but you know, from what I can see, she's cute.
But the photo doesn't load far enough down to see, you know, her assets.
All right, so we're looking for a full body shot, Rachel.
I'll
Rachel, you're a good
for
looking
her
girl.
Lunch request, Fred.
Clothing optional.
You come here, and we'll give you the tour.
Tom will give it to you. It'll involve a coat closet.
Let's see. Justin in Alaska. He writes, if PFW in Progress was a town, here is who would be whom.
I love these. Why would PFW in Progress be
And he wants to know, Eric, is that right or is it whom would be who? Fred is the mayor of Doucheville.
Right?
He won in a close election over Lori, whose Vote for Me posters were later ruled pornographic and had to be removed. Fred can be seen at City Hall wearing the Pat the Patriot outfit 24/7. Paul would be the president and founder of the CPFMAE, Committee for Proper Fan Moderation and Enthusiasm. Primarily, he would attend sporting events to ensure no one got too rowdy and did improper things like stand up, cheer loudly, or disparage the human statue, Drew Bledsoe.
The human statue.
Tom is, of course, the sheriff. known mainly for his catchphrase, just what in the hell do you think you're doing? Unfortunately for Doucheville, criminals know that weeknight from 8 to 10, Tom is watching the latest sitcoms and CSI and won't be available for crime prevention. Andy is the resident tard. He wanders around looking for free beer, wearing a T-shirt that says, "Ask me what a Memphis refrigerator is." To keep Andy out of the stores, owners have designed doors that are too narrow for his head to fit through. This has, of course, also kept Paul out of the stores. Gary would move from Doucheville because Paul has outlawed the use of catchy phrases and perfectly timed quotes from being played over the city's PA system. Eric would actually be the pimp of Doucheville. Contrary to many rumors and clear video on YouTube, he is not gay. Rather, he runs several brothels in town where Lori now works. Eric now has many hours of film of Tom at one of his cat houses with what Tom thinks is an Asian woman, which he will make public at the right time to Mrs. Sheriff. Chris, tired of sucking, Chris moves to the poor district of Doucheville where he can be at peace in his cold house filled with Tickle Me Elmos and Transformers. And finally, Flanders. Doug runs – well, actually, his name is Ken, right? Runs the Kmart in Doucheville. However, they never have popular items in stock, so no one shops there. They do, however, have a great selection of Ventrone jerseys.
Flanders has cooties.
So that's Justin's description of the town that we would live in.
If PFW
if
was
we
a
lived
town.
In town.
Why would PFW be a town?
Oh,
by the way, it's not just us. I was listening to EEI this morning, and they were playing some game of, like, who will have more combined touchdowns, Brandon Jacobs and Plaxico Burress or Tom Brady? It was terrible radio, just so you listeners know. Don't send in any of those, because I could not have been more bored listening to them answer those. And the other issue is, Freddie, I got a question for you.
Yeah.
Ken Flanders, we make fun of him, has to buy stuff like a full calendar plus year in advance.
I hope it's Flanders.
Would you be ordering Randy Moss jerseys?
It's a good question.
That's a good question. Next email, apparently.
So kinda, no.
When I asked, I kind of wanted an answer.
Well, Fred,
I don't know.
Would you have the stones? You're like, you when you want to do something company-wise, you just do it, and then you ask forgiveness from the crafts later. Would you have 10 gross of Randy Moss jerseys in the warehouse heading into next season?
Well, if I was him and I was running the store, I would definitely have.
Hey, Mitt, just give me an answer, yes or no.
I would definitely have made inquiries to give me some type of leaning. And then I would make a decision.
Read an email.
Based on what so I don't...
He so has to order them now. That's the way
right.
his business
and if
works.
If I was him, I would figure out from somebody...
You would be talking to people
yeah,
and saying, what do you think?
Get off the fence. Exactly.
But those people don't know.
Well, maybe they can give them... Yeah, get off the
Assuming
fence.
Those people were not willing to put their neck on the line, what would you do, knowing that your neck is the one that in the end is on the line?
Yeah, but...
Get off the fence.
I would say that the person I would... direct that question to
that person was not willing to go on. I'm trying to lay it out for you here. I talked to Ken.
He talked to the people that he could talk to.
Moses.
But the only people that really matter, you don't have access to.
Right, but he did. He does.
No, he doesn't.
No, he doesn't.
What do you want me to tell you?
His boss does.
He talked to to his boss.
Yeah.
Who did not give him a definitive answer.
Really?
Because there's only one person that can give you a definitive answer.
Right.
And he ain't giving.
Well, even that person
can.
Are
you kidding me?
Only Randy Moss can give you a definitive answer at this point.
Do you think he'll be back?
There's no one in this organization from Robert Kraft
next
down.
Email, next email. I'm sorry I brought it up.
That can guarantee that Randy Moss is going to be here
I
next
thought it
year.
Was like, would
you
get
gave,
a yes or no?
He
yes, he'll be back.
Question
no,
and everything.
And then
does
he's
no one say, well, if I were, I would ask people and
turns
then
into a semantics
ponder whether
no one can answer that question, that though, right now.
Jesus. No one can answer the question if Brady's going to be 100%
right.
in the Super Bowl, but you answered
yeah.
that one
that's
with no problem.
That's my opinion.
We're asking you for your opinion that you didn't want to give.
Isn't
it.
That what you do when you're in a business? Sometimes you need to project stuff and just roll the dice
yes.
and say.
Yes, but and I'm telling you, if it was my business, I would get more information than I currently have. Okay. Does that help you?
No. That's it. Right there is exactly why I won't vote for Mitt Romney. It's why you're not entertaining on the radio. Well,
if that's why you won't vote for Mitt Romney, you ain't voting then.
Because right. they all do that, right?
Not all of them.
They don't paint,
the guys that don't
they don't
get
paint
any
themselves into
votes
a corner.
Do.
Like no, those, I think I said that, Andy.
The wackos down the bottom are the ones that are willing to say, hell yes, I'd buy 10 million Randy Moss jerseys.
Ron Paul.
Yeah, all
and
those
they never
guys.
Get elected.
But I just think it's there were no Randy Moss jerseys available like last training camp.
Not only are we going to New Hampshire, Tom, we're going to South Carolina.
There were no jerseys available because he didn't have a number. Remember that whole fiasco?
Right.
And now there might not be any available because he might re-sign, but you didn't know, so you didn't order jerseys.
He might re-sign and change his number, and then you're screwed anyway. Right?
That's why the Andy Hart Universal Velcro jersey idea is phenomenal. You buy a package that contains all the numbers, all the letters you need to put a jersey together.
What we need are blanks, and then you can just do them yourself. But for some reason, we can't do that. I don't know why.
I'm sorry. Can we have an email?
Kevin from St. Mary's, Georgia says...
Your fault.
I know. I apologize 1,000 times.
I was wondering what was wrong with the Thursday broadcast. Both the podcast and the audio at Patriots.com are missing the first 4 minutes of audio after the intro. Hope I didn't miss anything too funny like Andy's word of the day. So.
No, we were wondering why strippers didn't answer a question I asked. And that was the reason why. I asked it in the first 4 minutes. We thought he was slipping, but.
All right. Speaking of strippers, he has some trivia for us. You want to go? You ready?
Okay.
Sure.
Paul, did you already read this?
I did not.
Which team holds the record for most points scored in one quarter in the Super Bowl?
It's a
multiple choice.
Patriots or
the
Panthers?
Redskins.
I would go Redskins, Doug Williams, 35.
49ers, Broncos, Redskins, or Chargers?
Redskins.
Paul said so.
The answer is the Washington Redskins scored 35 points in the second quarter of Super Bowl 22 against the Broncos. Number two.
Oh, did that hurt, Fred?
10 Super Bowl champions have made it back to the Super Bowl the following year to defend their title. How many teams have failed to do so? 2, 3, 4, or 5?
Right. Green Bay. 69.
The Green Bay lost. The Cowboys won. Patriots won. I'll say two.
Two, says Tom. The answer is three. Dallas, Washington, and Green Bay failed to defend their titles.
Dallas won two in a row and then went back again? I mean, won and then went back again and lost?
It must have been to Pittsburgh.
Didn't they all lose at some point? Is it only if you went
back? No, if you went back.
You went back but failed to defend.
We're talking about in the Super Bowl.
No, but I'm saying the ones that defended, like the Patriots. Oh, you lost in the Super Bowl. Okay.
Right. He goes from 1, 2 to 4. I don't know why. He must have deleted one. Who is the only player to play in Super Bowls in three different decades? George Blanda, Preston Pearson, Alan Page, or Gene Upshaw?
George Blanda. Read those again.
It was George Blanda, Preston Pearson, Alan Page, or Gene Upshaw.
I'm going to go with Preston Pearson.
Paul says Preston Pearson.
All three decades?
In three different decades.
Oh, three different decades.
So what, 60s, 70s, 80s?
Boring. I'm going to go with Gene Upshaw.
Gene Upshaw.
He has no idea. The answer is Gene Upshaw.
He played guard for the Raiders from
1967 to 81. And he played in Super Bowls 2, 11, and 15. All right. Who was the Raiders coach in their first Super Bowl? Was it Al Davis, John Rauch, John Madden, or Tom Flores?
I'll go Al Davis.
John Madden.
Okay. John Rauch coached the Raiders against the Packers in Super Bowl II.
Oh, they lost. That's right. They lost to the
Packers. Never heard of him.
You don't remember that?
I don't.
Never heard of him.
And that's it. Okay, that's Stripper's little Super Bowl trivia contest.
Thanks, Strippers.
Future Stripper, could you make it like in the 90s and on for me?
The Gene Upshaw question is a good one.
I
like that.
The other's not getting the Paul Perrella stamp of approval.
No, I think it's interesting. A guy that played in Super Bowls in three different decades.
Yeah, that is a good question.
Gene Upshaw's had two jobs
in his life. He played,
yeah,
and then he latched onto this union thing he's been doing for 30 years.
I mean, he didn't really play that long. Like he
played like 11, 12 years.
Yeah,
whatever.
I mean, 67 to 81. I mean, it's a long career NFL-wise, but there are guys that play longer but wouldn't play in three decades. It's just kind of the way
Seriously,
it fell.
He's had two jobs. Didn't he sign on like 84 or something with the union?
Pretty corrupt.
All right. It's 104. We got to take a break. We'll be right back.
When you've got a lineman-sized hunger and want the awesome, authentic taste of Gillette Stadium at your tailgate or right at home, tackle that appetite with Patriots Gridiron Grillers. Try Sack Attack sausages, First Down Franks, or Patriots brats in a wide variety of flavors at home, at the stadium, or at the game. And get your crowd cheering for Gridiron Grillers. They're great on the grill. Gridiron Grillers are all you'll need for the perfect tailgate or home barbecue. Check out all of the Patriots Gridiron Grillers. Mild and hot Sack Attack sausages, Patriots cheese brats and beer brats, First Down Franks and more. Patriots Gridiron Grillers go great on the grill. Gridiron Grillers are available at Big Y, Demoulas Market Basket, Hannaford, Johnny's Foodmaster, Roach Brothers Sudbury Farm, Shaw's and Stop and Shop, and distributed by Agar, Associated Grocers of Maine and Associate Grocers of New England and CNS Wholesale. Patriots Gridiron Grillers, when you just can't wait for Sunday.
All right, Jimmy, it's the big day, and we gotta go. Patriots kick off in an hour. Let's make sure we got everything.
All right, let's see. Face paint.
Check.
Helmets.
Check.
Foam fingers.
Check.
Jerseys.
Check.
Checks.
Check.
Check card.
Check.
That's everything.
Let's go, Pats! Woo! Let's go, Pats! Let's go, Pats! Let's go!
Check, check, check. That's right. If you really are a true Patriots fan, then you need to open a New England Patriots checking account from Bank of America today. You'll get checks, check cards, and even bank statements, all with the official New England Patriots logo. Bank of America is the official bank of the New England Patriots. So take advantage of this opportunity to make every day game day.
Let's go, Pats! Woo!
And sign up for a New England Patriots checking account today. Bank of America. Bank of Opportunity.
Bank of America N.A. Member FDIC. New England Patriots trademarks, including the Patriots logo, are the property of New England Patriots L.P. and are used pursuant to a licensing agreement with New England Patriots L.P. 2007 Bank of America Corporation. All rights reserved.
He's been a three-time champion, two-time Super Bowl MVP, and kicked off 2007 on a record pace.
Three touchdown passes in the first half.
Now, Tom Brady has signed official Patriots mini replica helmets, and you can get one free exclusively from the New England Patriots. This authentic mini helmet comes complete with chin strap, face mask, and Tom Brady's autograph. Perfect for every Patriots fan. To take advantage of this incredible one-of-a-kind offer, all you need to do is make qualifying transactions on your Bank of America Patriots Extra Points Visa card. Plus, with your card, you'll earn Patriots Extra Points redeemable for once-in-a-lifetime Patriots experiences, pregame field passes, memorabilia, merchandise, tickets, and much more. Don't wait. Apply at PatriotsExtraPoints.com or call 1-800-NFL-9929 to get your Bank of America Patriots Extra Points Visa card and a free official mini replica helmet autographed by Tom Brady. Patriots Extra Points, because fans want contact too. Autographed mini helmet limited to those making a qualifying purchase. See details at PatriotsExtraPoints.com.
A tremendous performance. The Patriots win the AFC Championship.
Your New England Patriots are AFC champions and are off to Arizona for Super Bowl 42. And you can join them when they play for their fourth Super Bowl championship just by shopping at the Patriots Pro Shop or PatriotsProShop.com. That's right. Go to the Patriots Pro Shop or PatriotsProShop.com for your AFC Championship gear, and you can win a trip for two to the Super Bowl. You can get the same AFC Championship hat and t-shirt the players were wearing on the field. Check out the huge collection of AFC Champion merchandise with items like sweatshirts, ladies' tees, keychains, and many Pro Shop exclusive items that you won't find anywhere else. Can't make it to Foxborough? Log on to PatriotsProShop.com and gear up for the Super Bowl and get your Pats merchandise directly from the source. And remember, just for shopping at PatriotsProShop.com, you will be entered to win a trip for two to Super Bowl 42. The Patriots Pro Shop at Gillette Stadium is open Monday through Sunday leading up to the Super Bowl.
All right, back here in PFW in progress. A couple programming notes. Once we're down in Arizona next week, the show will be on Tuesday through Friday, as it always is. Time change, though. Locally, Mountain Time, it'll be on 2 to 4, which means on East Coast, that's 4 to 6. So if you're used to listening to us from noon to 2, it's going to be 4 to 6 next week.
Can we do that on Tuesday? Is it? That's media day, right? What time?
Yeah, that's early, isn't it?
Media day's,
media day's early.
10 a.m. or something?
Yeah, so every day we'll be on from 4 to 6 Eastern Time.
And that will be repeated, Fred, throughout the 24 hours.
Oh, wow.
Nonstop? We're like the Christmas
story?
Till
the next show. Yep.
Nice.
So it's just us. None of the other shows that are on here.
None of that rook crap.
Yeah.
Well, he's not going. I don't know if you heard.
What would he know about Super Bowl from Rhode Island?
So 4 to 6 Eastern time, Tuesday through Friday, will be on next week. And then when we get back, win or lose, we've decided to increase the amount of shows that we do. We used to do it once a week on Wednesdays. We're going to do Tuesdays and Thursdays at noon for an hour or 2 hours.
Two hours
each time.
Until the draft.
Until the draft. So Tuesdays and Thursdays, off season, up to the draft.
We got the number 7 pick coming up, so we'll jump right into that. Shortly after we get back,
and
we'll get the video. Yeah,
we're email driven, so that means emails coming.
We're counting on lunch.
The listeners have to step up and show us that they want that. They may not want it. We'll see what happens.
Well, let's
after
make
the
no
draft.
Mistake about this. This is just us trying to get 2 lunches a week.
And also, just want to remind people that we do have that survey, the PFW in Progress survey. I'd like people to fill that out. We'll have it up through the Super Bowl. I want to get as many respondents as possible. So we can learn more about what your likes and tastes are.
Long walks on the beach.
All right. Let's get
Large
back.
Hats in Andy's case.
Let's get back to some emails. Adam in Minnesota, wow, give us some respect, he says. After listening to ESPN and the NFL Network guys talk about this matchup, all I hear is how much Little Manning has improved. With that, more and more people are picking the Giants to win, which I don't have a problem with, except they are picking them for no reason. Do we not have the best offense in the history of the NFL? Are we not playing in the desert with perfect passing conditions? Do we not have Tom Brady on our team? One small thing, we are 18-0. I think it will be a hammering of the Giants, 38-14. Keep up the good work. So, are people picking the Giants without giving a reason?
I don't know who's picking what, really. I haven't really seen any picks yet.
But if they said they think Manning is that much better and they hung with the Patriots in the finale and Manning doesn't make a mistake, that's enough of a reason to say if you think they can play that close that Manning won't make the mistake, he'll make the play, and they win.
The one thing I'll say about Manning is when I did that road to the Super Bowl and did their games, he hasn't had huge games in this. His good game is like 200 yards.
Right.
Like, that's when they're at their best.
And Coughlin's admitted it. He's been like a manager. Like, they run the ball. It's Bradshaw and Jacobs.
And it's been
defense. Right.
The defense has really played well. You know, they stopped the Cowboys, a team that had really given them trouble. So it's been the defense. It's been Manning being kind of efficient.
Except
and it's
the
been
fact
the running
that they
game.
Allowed all those third downs. Why are they in the Super Bowl?
I thought, to be honest with you, when I went over every game, I thought, like, towards the end of the year, I was going to see Manning, like, 285. Manning.
Right.
You don't see that. You see sometimes he only throws the ball 15 times.
He looks so good because he was so bad before the Patriots finale. He sucked. His ratings were all, like, 60, 30, 50.
Well, that Minnesota game where
he
was 8 for 22.
Yeah.
And then the game on Sunday night that most people saw against the Redskins where he was like 15 for 52 or something like that.
That's
awful.
Set a record for incompletion. Yeah. I think 34 incompletions, I want to say. 18 for 52.
And then he got the reputation as not being able to play in the cold and the wind.
And then
he helped that a little bit.
He was phenomenal the other day.
Right.
You know, even though it wasn't statistically a big day, I thought Bill talked about that. I don't think he was really exaggerating that much. He played very well against Green Bay.
And I think he's making the plays, not necessarily racking up 350 yards, but third and nines. He's making those plays now.
Which is what I'd fear if I were the Patriots, because they beat some teams because the quarterback couldn't make the play.
That third down thing, though, is amazing that Andy was talking about. They have allowed.
No one cares about it because I've been combing through the New York Clips to get a quote on
it.
Nobody.
20, was it 20 out of 40, Andy?
In the playoffs, right?
Right. 20 out of 40 they allowed?
Yes, and that includes the 1 of 10.
Third downs, including 1 for 10
Grandpa
for Green Bay.
Poopy Pants Favre.
Let's see. Doug in Blackstone is very concerned about our well-being while in Arizona. He says there are 3 things to look out for: snakes, scorpions, and, of course, spiders, black widows, and recluse. The recluse is the worst of all. Their bite rots in your flesh and pain you don't want to know about. First, never walk in bare feet. Second, always shake any item of clothing before you put it on, shoes first and foremost. Third, scorpions are out at night, so watch where you're walking. And fourth, avoid snakes of all kinds. Fifth, always turn down your sheets and look under your pillows before hopping into bed. That should get you through the days just fine. It's the nights that I'm worried about. Sounds like crabs might be more of an issue than scorpions. Oh, now.
We're not sleeping in the jungle.
But, you know, kind of crabs he's talking
about. No, yeah, I picked up on that, Fred.
Thanks for spelling that out.
Let's see. P.S. I have a question. If Tom doesn't take my advice and Allison finds out, what would be longer, his life expectancy or the average bull ride? I'm going with the bull ride myself.
Finds out about what?
What are you doing, Tom?
I don't know. Crabs is no big deal. You just get a little comb. You put a little medication on there. Don't worry about it.
Have a lot of experience with that.
Yeah, you never know. It's not that big of a deal. It is disgusting, though, those little
things. All right, let's move on.
Let's see. Alex wants to know, who is the worst driver of the PFW crew? I mean, besides Fred.
Oh, that's
who will
me.
Drive the car in Arizona?
Andy and Tom will be doing the driving.
I don't like traffic,
though. I just had a tough incident this week. I can't be driving.
Yeah, you got into an accident on 128, was it?
95.
95, spun all the way around?
I did.
Holy mackerel. How fast were you?
Felber, how far away is that Giants Hotel from the Patriots Hotel?
I haven't scoped that out. I'm not planning to go to the Giants Hotel.
Good work.
Thanks, Belgie.
Back to you guys.
Also, who is the worst at barking orders? Tom Coughlin, Bill Parcells, or... Oh, see, now I can't say that. Alex, come on.
Adolf Hitler?
Now, you know...
Who was... I need to know now.
Now...
Any of the initials or something?
I can't do that. Can't say it. Let's
Give
see.
Give me a clue? It's got to be really bad
if
you
have
drawn the line. But he's the guy who reads the word poon and stuff.
But,
I mean,
but this is the guy who can't wait like 30 seconds to find out when Fred takes like you know the 128 break.
I'll forget.
Clovis.
Why are you looking at me like that?
I wasn't listening to you.
That's what
Clovis from Fair Oaks, California writes
Clovis?
In. He said Clovis is the name. I don't know if this is Clovis McDivitt. I think it's probably a made-up name. first of all, I just wanted to say that during the great run the Pats have had this year, I have turned off all the crap from NFL Network and ESPN. I get my analysis of the Pats from you guys, and I'm a much more relaxed individual for it. Thanks for being the best on any radio, web, or otherwise. You hear that, Felger? Felger's here.
No, I missed it.
My irrelevant question is this. Had the Pats not won the 2001 divisional playoff game against the Raiders, how would they be on the great one? Would they be on the great run they are now? Would the Raiders be as lousy as they are? And would Brady's potential have been realized? It seems like all the Pats' success and all the Raiders' woes began after the tuck play. That sure was a hell of a moment in Patriots history. Thanks, Fred, Paul, Tom, Andy, Gary, for being the best. Oh, Eric, for whatever it is you do there.
Yeah, I don't buy that kind of
stuff.
Yeah,
I don't either.
The Raiders went to the Super Bowl after that. The same kind of theory came with the Niners and Cowboys with the catch because the Cowboys hadn't won anything for so long. But they won the division like six times after that. They went to the NFC Championship game. You know, I don't think one game decides the future of your franchise.
Right.
My guess is the Patriots still would have won Super Bowls because they had Brady and they had Belichick, and the Raiders have bad management from the start from the top, so they would have been bad.
Right. I agree with you. I was thinking about that same
thing.
But you never
know. It's that movie, that butterfly
effect.
Yeah, movie.
You
never
know
how it changes history.
The Raiders fell apart after they went to – Tom's right. They would have fallen apart because they were an old team. They had Tim Brown and Jerry Rice and Gannon. They were an old team. They were on the way down, and it crashed down after they lost to Tampa Bay in the Super Bowl.
And the Patriots still would have won the Super
Patriots,
Bowl.
I got to think, with Brady and Belichick here, would have been on a very similar path that they ultimately took.
Right.
Patrick in Ontario, Mike Carey, are you serious? A few weeks ago, I watched Mike Pereira's segment with Rich Eisen on the NFL Network, and Mike played coy when Rich asked him who would ref the Super Bowl. He went on to some rap about the Super Bowl crew would be the highest evaluated crew from the regular season, blah, blah, blah.
Well, then their evaluation system is a joke.
After this news, it's clear, along with most of Mike's commentary on the NFL Network, is utter BS. A belated New York New Year's resolution. I'm turning the channel every time that idiot comes on.
Well, I'd have the clicker in your hand then because he's going to be on there a lot.
Fred's right then that the ratings are going to be way down for this game then because if you're not watching when Mike Carey's on the screen, you're not going to be watching the Super
Bowl.
That's
what I'll do. I'll blame it on Mike Carey if we're wrong.
Wait, just his crew too many flags?
Oh, God. You might as well not even return a punt. Forget about it. It's always coming back.
I got the over-under at 5.5 for special teams penalties.
And he always explains them with his long story.
He had a game. He had a game 3 years ago. He did the Chargers and the Raiders. The Raiders had 21 penalties and the Chargers had 19. That's impossible. There's no way that you can call that many penalties in a game or you could do it every game, one or the other.
Does Hockley do that too? Hockley's worse at what you're talking about than Carey.
Carey's the worst that I've ever seen.
I think Hockley is worse at the explanation thing.
But
you know, he loves his FaceTime when he gets on it. But I think that he's a good ref. I think he does a good job of controlling the game. And
there's
and
always some kind of controversy when Kerry does like a Monday. There's always something. There's always like, what a terrible call. I don't.
And it happens
it
like
the
in the first two series usually. You know, they've already thrown out the flag in the beginning of the game.
And everything is a conference, too. That's the other thing about the Kerry crew. Everything's a conference. God forbid if there's a replay, because that's 20 minutes long right there. He's going back and forth. It's just a terrible crew.
Well, they don't do crews in the Super Bowl, right? They take the All-Stars and put them together.
Hopefully that'll make it better.
Yeah. Matt in Quincy is predicting the end of PFW in progress.
He says, time.
Nice ad in the Herald today, very professional and very corporate.
We had an ad in the Herald.
Do I smell the end of the edgy greatness that was once PFW in progress?
What ad?
Is that today's Herald, Paul? Or
yes.
Mike, Paul, look for, Paul, look Mike, for the ad.
What ad? You don't know
He's
about
telling
it?
Telling Felke what to do.
I'll pass on that one.
Fred, aren't you in charge of these things?
I guess I'll know soon enough when I make fun of Andy's big head and he says something like, hey, that's not funny, buddy. We're trying to talk football here. And next time you guys are on Naked, Perillo will be wearing Upton Bell's hairpiece.
Oh.
Casale will, out of nowhere, start talking in a cheesy Jerry
Trupiano
voice.
But we'll
Trupiano
still be burping
voice.
In the middle of reading emails.
Read that again. I didn't hear it.
Casale will out of nowhere start talking in a cheesy Jerry Trupiano voice like he spent a semester at the Connecticut School of Broadcasting. That's a great point, Eric. Back to you, Andy. Fred Kirsch will denounce the Bass Pro Shop as being a gathering spot for hillbilly rednecks and tell the rest of the crew that having listeners buy them lunch is tantamount to payola and
That's
no longer
a good point,
acceptable.
Eric.
Andy considers calling Fred a douchebag, but instead says, gee, Fred, that is very disappointing. Fred tells Andy in his language that his language is unacceptable and sends him to sensitivity training. Andy apologizes on the air, and Scalavino will just go on being Scalavino.
Bottom line is we're not changing, and we didn't know there was an ad, not even Fred.
Yeah.
You see the ad?
Patriots.com.
Oh, there we go.
We're entering the desert. Turning the desert.
That's a huge ad, fellas.
But the Patriots.com radio is little and ugly. And
that's some money.
It's but about it's
I
about
give
Patriots.
Them props for putting Christina in the ad. And not
B-Lo, God.
There's no way.
What?
You gave the Herald money.
There's a full page ad in the Herald and Globe today.
But there's got to be some sort of trade.
Now, how do you know about it?
Well, why are you so certain of that, Mike?
Yeah, why do you all of a sudden
is the Globe's trade information for an ad?
Yeah.
Right. Something like that.
Well, what's the Herald's trade?
No one pays the Herald for ads. It's all trade, all barter.
I just can't imagine Kraft giving the Herald money.
Why? We like Pat Purcell. He doesn't own it anymore, though, right?
Yeah, but I don't know. When you can trade it out.
We like the guy who used to run it.
Well, what would the
Maybe
trade
we
be?
Did trade.
Trade B, you put the Herald ad up on the scoreboard?
Something like that, probably.
Gary, we doing that?
But the point is we have a full-page ad in the Globe and the Herald today for Patriots.com, not just...
us.
Not just
PFW. We're not even on there. There's no picture of us. There's no mention of
our
names.
There's just a little logo there for PFW in progress.
As usual. Anthony in Florida is right. We get screwed.
Well, what, you know,
it's Patriots.com is the ad, is what the ad is for.
But PFW in progress is the most popular thing on Patriots.com.
Well, that's the numbers would indicate that you're right, Andy.
And we don't even have a skinny girl with her boobs hanging out.
Ken in Plattsburgh, New York,
you gotta take it always
has information about a high ankle sprain. A high ankle sprain is used to describe a particular type of ankle injury. Normally, when someone sprains their ankle, the ligaments that surround the ankle joint are stretched or torn. This injury caused pain, blah, blah, blah. A high ankle sprain injures the large ligament above the ankle that joins together the two bones of the lower leg.
Yes.
These two bones, the tibia and fibula, run from the knee down to the ankle. They are joined together by this ligament called syndesmosis. Or syndesmotic ligament. People who sustained a high ankle sprain.
How long are we going here?
Injure this syndesmotic ligament. The ligament can also be associated injury with blah, blah, blah. All
so right. After that, is Brady playing?
He'll be fine.
So after he reads syndesmotic and blah, 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 and then he goes and blah, blah, blah.
I was talking with Christian Foyer last night. He showed me where his high ankle sprain was. I picture the high ankle. I don't know why you hear high ankle sprain. I think it's like on your calf. It's on your ankle. I mean, it's like it's not high up there. It's your ankle.
Right.
I don't know why.
I think it's just like the name given to it. It's because it's a different sprain.
But did he indicate that it's more serious?
He said there are definitely grades of it. He said I had one where I was out for weeks and couldn't walk on the thing, and there was one where I played five days later.
That's my guess is Brady has the low grade.
Well, and that's what they all called it a mild high ankle sprain, but it Yeah, we were talking about Felgi. On Monday, Andy brought up the point that everybody was kind of wondering what's up with Brady, blah, blah, blah. And then we find out on Tuesday that he has a mild high ankle sprain. Everybody's like, oh, okay, nothing to worry about.
And
so in other words,
you find
out that he has what could be a significant injury, and then all of a sudden you're not concerned
anymore. And now he hasn't practiced, and still no one cares.
Mm-hmm.
It was only an issue when it was on TMZ in a boot.
I'll tell you.
Your mom goes to college.
I don't know. I'm beginning to think about it.
You should.
I'm beginning to think
every
about it.
Every day in my mind.
Well, but that's a shock. Yeah. Felger's looking for something negative.
No, I'm just thinking
objective.
About it.
He's objective.
All of a sudden, I'm thinking about it, and
you're excited about it.
Oh, I'm not excited.
Yeah. By Tuesday, you'll have X-rays. The Herald will have X-rays,
I made the comment earlier.
You've had that already.
You don't think the Patriots are going to cover now, but if Castle plays, then you think they'll cover then.
Yeah,
easy. Felger, let me ask you a question. If you were coaching the Giants, would you tell them to go after Brady's ankle?
Yeah, of course.
Me too.
Absolutely. That's what Bill would tell his
exactly.
guys.
That's why.
Yep. I mean, he'd say don't get a penalty, but
Hardwick,
he's in a pile.
Hardwick's complaining, they're dirty, blah, blah. Do the same thing back to them. Play the way they play.
Go back and watch Tomlinson, the piles after he went down on his two runs. There was some activity in there. I saw arms flailing and things.
It's called football.
Exactly.
Let's see. Talking about Paul's hatred of lesser talented players that fans like.
Moses
Scott
Kupu.
From Washington says, I don't disagree with Paul all that often. But I have to say, it's ridiculous that you hate Mosi Tatupu. The guy was one of my very favorite players while I was growing up and watching the Patriots, and I actually have a Tatupu jersey that I wear every week when watching the games. Don't hate on Mosi's Mooses. Just kidding. I know you said you don't actually hate him, but why miss the chance to pile on? All right. And so he wants to know what shows we'll do in the Super Bowl. We just said Tuesday through Friday, 4 to 6 Eastern. What are you doing, Mike? He's like pulling up cords.
Could they afford wireless down here? I mean, seriously.
Oh, for you.
For the working media now. For you guys.
There is no working
media.
This isn't
really
media.
A working media room.
But that's
studio.
Pathetic. How much does a router cost? $75?
I can't believe your stupid station paid to have Patriots Friday. Speaking of people who don't pay anything.
Hold on. What does that mean?
I mean, you're lucky you're here and you're complaining about wireless?
I'm lucky I'm here?
Yeah, you're lucky you're here.
We're not.
I never consider myself lucky to be here, but fine, be that as it may. The freaking 890 ESPN has wireless.
We have wireless in the press box, and
No, it doesn't.
Actually, we don't.
And you have wire that's slower than dial-up.
But we can't afford Windex. This is a multi-billion dollar industry you're talking about. You can't get a $45 router down here?
Are the windows dirty in the press box?
You don't pull too hard. Stuff's crackling when you do that.
Yeah. What are you doing?
There's nowhere else for me to go down here because you don't have wireless out there.
Comcast couldn't give you an air card.
I would love to go into the other room, but there's no computer access there.
You can't get an air card from Comcast for those times where you don't
have... Carry on. Go. Pretend I'm not here. I'm crawling under the table, though, so if you feel something...
You notice that he was all too quick to make fun of his old employer, ESPN, but when you talk about Comcast,
under the table,
he
goes.
ESPN is actually still his employer. All right. Things are crackling all over the place. Felgi, what are you doing?
There's just cords disappearing.
What is that crackling?
I think it's that black cord that's coming out of the
Felgi.
What
evolved,
a douche.
Oh, jeez.
Just so you know, I think Comcast does a fine job, Fred.
Yeah, Eric's here.
I think Andy would agree.
Eric the Leg is here. How you doing? Yeah,
pretty good.
Stop
how you guys
pulling.
Doing?
Your mom goes to college. God.
Gary, what is that problem?
All right.
Felger.
Just so you know, Felger, you have to do a show here, too, for 890. So
Felger.
Whatever that crackling is going to be on your network, too. Guess that's par for the course.
Oh, yes.
For that so Harrison was back at practice.
Harrison's back at practice.
Yep.
All right,
so
good.
You can rest easy about that.
I'm resting.
But more importantly. More importantly, number 12 was still not at practice. But it's not a big deal. Another day, no practice, getting closer to the Super Bowl. The quarterback has a major injury. But no, he'll be fine. Don't worry about it.
And that sums it up, basically.
Well, Fred doesn't think there's even a 1% chance that it affects him in the game.
Well, I don't.
I just find that laughable. I agree with Felger.
Felger comes up under the desk. Well, that's
stay off Fred this week, Felger. He's in a unique
mood.
The guy did have a knee sprain the week before Super Bowl 36, didn't he?
It was actually an ankle sprain.
It was an ankle?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, and he only had 1 week to recover
from that,
and he played in that game, and I think he did okay.
If he throws for 100,
and he actually left that game and never returned.
If he throws for 140 yards in this game, the Patriots will be in trouble. That's all I can say.
Well, I would agree with that.
He has 2 weeks to get over this.
All I'm saying is he played in that game, and he may have been affected by it. Maybe. That's all I'm saying. He only threw for 140 yards.
And back then, they actually had a backup quarterback. I know we like to make fun of Drew, but he came in the AFC title game and made a play to get them to the Super Bowl.
True.
If Matt Castle comes in the Super Bowl, what the hell are you going
right.
to do?
But I think
Felger's going to be doing jumping jacks.
I think the rest of the free world is going
to
be.
Felger's going to bet the second half line.
I think it's premature to be worried about it. If this were next Thursday or Friday.
He hasn't practiced.
This is not the week to be worried about it. Next week is the week to be worried about it.
Just keep the blinders on. Keep the blinders on. Looking forward.
All right, let's be Chicken Little radio. If sky's falling.
Chicken Little would be if he's practicing and I'm still making a big deal. He's not on the practice field.
But it's not the week of
Why
the game.
Why do we send Eric out there to see who's on the practice field? Therefore, it's some valuable information.
Why not use this time?
I don't think it's valuable.
For extra caution. Why not use this time just to be extra safe?
Exactly.
Why not?
Exactly. Sure. If this were the week of the game and he wasn't here, yeah, you can worry.
No, Fred won't.
It's not the week of the game, so
why
don't worry
not
about
do
it.
That?
If it was really nothing to worry about, then why would he need extra time?
Just to
be safe.
To err on the side of caution.
Then he should never practice because he could get hurt in practice.
Exactly.
You know. So you could take it to the extreme.
I'm not taking
it.
All I want you to admit is that maybe when we find out it's a high ankle sprain, maybe you should worry a couple percent.
You asked me to give me my opinion. I don't think it will affect him or the game.
Okay.
And I said, if it does, I'll say I was wrong. But right now I'm saying I don't think so.
Yeah, it's too early to make that call, I think.
You know?
Just going by
you like to, you know, latch
like
on
to look
to
the facts and make
gloom,
a judgment based
you know,
on the facts.
It's noteworthy that he's not
See
there,
what I mean,
but it's not the end of the world.
When I'm on Felger's show, I'm Mr. Positive. I'm, everything's great down at Patriots land, but around here, you end up being Mr. Negative because you
That's
say
you're Andy
the two-time
Hart
Super Bowl MVP isn't practicing, but it's not a big deal.
It
you
isn't
don't
a
have a
deal.
Backup.
These week before the week practices... Don't worry
speaking
about
of, speaking
so then
of
why
that,
is anyone out there?
I don't even know why we're arguing. The story is going to write itself, and we all know it. Brady's going to throw for 385 and five touchdowns, and the legend of Tom Brady will grow and grow.
Now,
or Matt
so
Castle
write your stories.
For the opening game coin. Opening
you guys,
game
you three guys, except for Tom and yes. I, who are covering our first Super Bowl, you've experienced the one-week layover and the two-week layover.
Yes.
Which do you prefer and why?
Oh, two weeks.
Got to have 2 weeks.
I had to pack for the first Super Bowl before the AFC title game. That was the worst week of my life, except it was fun.
Or you could be like me and just think there wasn't a prayer in the world they were going to beat Pittsburgh, and you had to ride home, come back immediately
afterwards. I never got to go home.
Yeah,
it's
very,
home,
very
I get,
difficult.
I get here on a Saturday and returned a
you
week
know,
and a half later.
When you have the 1 week, even though you know you don't know whether you're going to win or lose, you have to do the same preparation you're doing right now, except you don't know if it's going
to
pay off.
Except you pretend
and
the Steelers do it.
And you're doing it during and you're doing it during a game week.
Right.
So you've got double the it's
a nightmare.
Yeah, it's absolute nightmare.
Hell.
For the fans, I think
it's
the 2 weeks probably stinks.
Yes.
But for everybody else, you know, the people involved, you got to have 2 weeks. The teams themselves, and that's the most important thing. You want the teams to be as prepared as possible to play in the game.
Pete in Hoboken says, I just created a PFW in Progress group on Facebook. Facebook members can find and join the group by searching PFW. And P.S., Fred, make sure to tell Eric to stay safe in Arizona. If he walks near a cactus, he should make sure to keep his inflatable girlfriend away at least 10 feet away.
I'll do that. Thank you. I will do that.
Do we now have competing Facebook pages?
We must.
Did somebody earlier say it?
Oh, they're two Facebooks?
I think so.
Yeah.
Ooh. We're two-faced.
By the way, lay off Eric. His hot 22, how old is she?
She's like 27, 28.
His hot 27-year-old cousin and her hot friends are going to be hanging out with us, so he saved Super
Bowl.
She
lives in Phoenix, so I got in touch with her this week, and she's game for hanging out.
Is she game for anything else?
She's
I'm game for cheating on my wife.
She's good to go?
Relax over there.
What? Out, I mean.
We'll
just
see.
Relax.
Hey, I might need a place to crash. You know, you never know.
Yeah, he might.
By the way, I am bringing that one-way ticket with me, so if anyone...
I almost got that last time.
You came close.
When I got kicked off the radio show.
I bring a one-way ticket with me back to Boston. Anyone who doesn't feel that they want to stay, I'm happy to give it to them.
If you call Corey Dillon a word that rhymes with brick, you get kicked off and threatened.
What constitutes screwing up, Fred?
It's
the other guy's name
the
is
the eyes
escaping
of
me.
Ah,
jeez.
I judge that.
So we're on pins and needles all week?
I'm not one bit worried.
If you feel you need to be, you should be.
Wow.
Yeah. It's up to you.
Oh, Freddie, I have some Scalavino.com news for you.
Okay.
We're
so
all on
take
the
it to Scalavino.com because we couldn't give a rap.
That would constitute the one-way ticket.
It relates to the Super Bowl, though.
Hope you're not doing live blogging and pictures because that got a webmaster fired.
No.
Okay, good.
No. But I got my first ever gallery exhibit.
Oh! And congratulations.
You already typically, told us this.
Fred wasn't here for that.
I didn't. Boring.
Yeah.
Everybody else was. typically, when you have a grant, when you have a new exhibit opening up on the first day, they have this big to do.
You've sold
grand
art.
Gala. Mine falls on Super Bowl Sunday.
Oh, so you're not going to be at your own?
Not going to be at my own first ever grand opening.
No,
but
I miss you.
What
that's
a
okay.
pompous!
That's
that doesn't weird. Make sense though. Why don't they change the opening since you're the artist?
Because no one cares
it's
about
a group
Eric.
Show. It's a group show, so there's
he
other,
has no
there are other
say.
Artists involved. I don't.
He
have
hasn't
any
sold
say.
A painting.
What is that annoying noise that's going
now
on?
What?
Your voice.
Your voice.
Falgar, what did you do now? It's like a beeping, buzzing. Is that from outside?
It might be yes. from outside.
Is someone stealing Flanders merchandise out there?
Probably, and he's chasing them. That would be a sight to see.
Paul has nothing to do with this show. He's just sitting back.
Flanders
this
is
isn't up to his standards. This isn't good.
This is no EEI.
I knew this was going to happen.
This isn't good.
The moment that Andy Hart said that I hated Mosi Tatupu, I knew that's where the show was going to go.
Let's see. Joe from Winnipeg, Canada says, you got to be impressed with Lawrence Maroney, a.k.a. Lomo, a.k.a. Kool-Aid, a.k.a. L-Dot, a.k.a. L-Train's recent performance. However,
more nicknames than touchdowns.
I still don't like it when people give themselves nicknames. What do you think Tout, a.k.a. Fright Night, should be?
It is Lawrence Maroney.
Myself the name Tout.
You didn't give your
name? That was given to me. Because when I gave a pick.
That was given to him, but you know how like you call fat guy skinny? They gave him Tout.
Well,
same
no,
idea.
When I didn't,
Paul's fat. And
no,
I call
he didn't
him
say
fat.
That the picks won. But when I gave a pick, I was so excited. Like I could get people who were going to bet $100 on a game to bet $1,000.
Are you talking in the microphone? Is lose. His microphone working?
Yeah, it may lose, but before the game, I
yeah,
would.
Yeah, it may lose, but I really convinced.
Right,
him.
I can really talk up a pick. So that's why they gave me the nickname Tout. Now, Fright Night, I gave myself. That all admit.
If Maroney has a huge game in the Super Bowl, say 2 touchdowns, 150 yards, and wins the MVP. What would it be harder to say, Super Bowl MVP Lawrence Maroney or two-time Pro Bowler and All-Pro left tackle Matt Light?
Two-time Pro Bowler and All-Pro left tackle Matt Light.
Yeah, we
Lawrence
think Maroney
has
had
the
talent
physical
the
tools
the whole time.
He has
we were wondering
tools.
Where it was. We're wondering how Matt Light made the Pro Bowl. That's
I
a
agree.
Different story.
And All-Pro.
I agree.
Henry from Norway.
Hank!
I'm a little curious about something. How. Do you know any Patriots players that dislike each other? I'm a little worried about Randy Moss. He is... like you've said, been perfect this season in every possible way. We defeat the Chargers in the AFC Championship and goes to the Super Bowl, and we don't see any emotion from Randy Moss. We don't hear anything from him. I just got a bad feeling right now about him. What do you think?
Well, like I said, I thought that was odd. You know, the players are there celebrating. Moss has been waiting for this moment, and he's got the car started. He can't wait to get out of here.
Yep.
It doesn't make any sense to me.
He posted some comments on his website.
Oh, did he?
Yes.
Do tell.
It sounds like something you probably hear at a press conference, like, you know, the typical, you know, it's very excited to be here. It's all that kind of stuff. So, actually, Felger's getting out his Herald because I guess they probably lifted from it.
I'm just happy to be here. Hope I can help.
But you read it.
Yeah, read it this morning.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, it's the first we've heard from him since then. So it was just kind of interesting that, okay, yeah.
Here it is.
Here are some quotes here. It is everything I've worked and strived for. I've been determined to make it happen with my off-season conditioning and the sacrifices I've had to go through to maintain. All the work that I've put in for 10 years, all of the hurt, all of the heartache, all of the criticism, all of the love that's been given to me, it's all of that wrapped together. This is the highest level, and I've been able to win at every level that I've been on. To win a championship on every level would mean a lot to my resume. That's a portion of what he had on his website.
Sounds like a statement.
You
that, you know,
that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
It's
one A level.
Right. You know, you want to hear that. You want to hear that in the microphone.
Right.
Spontaneously, so that it's heartfelt. I mean, obviously, he took some time to prepare it.
He's not saying
he doesn't mean it.
Well, he might
but
not even.
It just it's different when it's when you're reading it off a page than when you're hearing someone
like when Bill
with
gave
emotion.
His statement
right.
that
no question
after,
exactly Spygate, exactly
instead of saying it into the microphone
exactly.
We all got a piece of paper.
Yep.
Henry also wants to know: is this scenario possible? In 1994, the 49ers signed a lot of free agent stars and goes to win the Super Bowl by defeating the Cowboys in the NFC Championship. Deion Sanders, the biggest star of the signing they made, just like the Randy Moss with the Patriots. Deion had his best season ever, 6 interceptions for like 300 yards and 3 TDs. After the season, he signs with the 49ers' arch-rival Cowboys. I got a feeling the Colts will sign a lot of free agents, and I have a feeling they will be targeting Randy Moss. See the similarities? Anyway, love the show. So long from your biggest fan in Norway.
We've been talking about that for a month.
Yeah, but I don't think the Niners had a – they went out and signed everybody under the sun.
And I mean, cheated.
The Patriots had a good team and went out and got a couple of spare extra parts for it. The Niners went out and got Tim McDonald, Chris Dolman, Tim Harris.
Right.
I mean, guys back then that were stars. And I remember a Cowboy fans like me were saying, how can they do this? You know, well, we found out they were cheating. Yeah, I don't see the same thing. Plus, Deion was a weird commodity because he was basically selling his services every year. And the only reason I even brought up the Colts because I thought that would be the only other place.
The only quarterback.
Now, yeah, the only other place where he could feel like he does here.
Right. Here's a little piece of, I think, history, and maybe Paul can help me out. When the Cowboys signed Deion, he's rolling his eyes. That's, when the Cowboys signed Deion Sanders, wasn't that really the first use of the salary cap in amortizing it out in,
what do you mean?
You know, working the salary cap when they did the Sanders deal? Wasn't that?
I'm not sure what you're talking about.
Jerry Jones was very creative in the way he gave him all that money, but spread it out over years.
Small base salaries up front with
prorated bonuses over the length of the of
right.
the deal.
And yeah,
the
big, I know they were creative.
Backloaded contracts, so you don't necessarily – you can sign a lot of players and not get hit
not
with
take
the
hit
cap
right
hit
away.
Right away. But
I
then
just,
it took teams a while to realize that was just like credit card debt and
right.
you're just putting off
well,
the inevitable.
If you're saying it's good, then Jones didn't do it. If you're saying that it was bad, then he did it.
Well, I seem to remember it kind of set a trend. He was a trendsetter in the deal that he did with Deion Sanders. I might be wrong, but
I don't remember, to be honest with you. Okay. I don't remember. The Patriots were so bad then, I wasn't really paying that close attention to other teams' signings.
Andy in Southampton, I'm sick of hearing about Brady being hurt. All right, he's hurt. Give it a rest. He's going to play and light up
that's
the G-men D-backs. Also, Eric's reports on the practice of the day are absolutely terrible. First of all, who cares who practices or not?
Especially if it's Brady.
Well, Fred, sure. That kind of flies in the face of what you think is important there,
I know.
Fred.
I think he just likes to watch the guys stretch out instead of seeing who's playing or not.
You know, it's funny, though, because last week we weren't getting emails that said, stop talking about Phillip Rivers, LaDainian Tomlinson, and Antonio Gates. They're hurt. Move on. Everybody was writing in saying, do you think they'll play? Do you think they'll play? So, hey.
It was the week of the game, though. To play devil's advocate, it was the week of the game.
This is a thousand times bigger and more important than that. It's Tom Brady.
But it's not
the
week of the
NFL MVP, and he's not practicing.
It's not the week of the game.
God, this is ridiculous.
I'm just playing devil's advocate here.
I know, and it's ridiculous. The guy's not practicing. No one's saying he's not going to play. We're just saying he's not practicing. That's all.
It's a story.
To what end? To get people upset?
No, to point out a fact.
Well, that is a fact, but so what?
Would you rather he had 2 days of practice this week to prepare for the Super Bowl or not?
I'd rather have him rest.
Rather have him healthy.
Since I can't know what's going to happen on February 4th, I can only know what's going to happen today. I can only be concerned with what happens today. That's all.
I don't know why Bill had him practice at all this week. Take the whole week off.
Why,
practice.
Why would he ever practice if you don't need it?
No,
Mike Reese just posted the quote below on his blog. If it's this big of a joke with the receivers, I'm not worried for 1 second about Brady. Our boy is going to be just fine. By the way, I'm friends on your MySpace page now, too. The pics are a great addition. I'm pleased to see Andy looks as cute as he sounds.
Who's this?
And Eric looks as gay as he sounds. Now, that's not right. That's this Christy in D.C.
Okay, as long as it's a girl.
I don't know if you guys heard this. Wide receiver Dante Stallworth and Wes Welker held press conferences in the media workroom. At the end of the Stallworth press conference, he was asked about Tom Brady's ankle. Quote, Bill Belichick actually brought me into his office earlier this morning and asked me if I wanted to move to quarterback, and we're going to be putting a whole new offense, Stallworth cracked. We're going to run the option. We brought in the coach from Nebraska, Tom Osborne. I met with him, and we have the option going. Tom is going to go ahead and let me take the reins on Sunday.
Now, was that actually
Stallworth
saying that?
Yeah, Stallworth.
Or was that his alter ego, Nico, that he talked about in the...
Nico?
He has an alter ego from Mars, he said.
Oh, boy.
Who's going to be making an appearance later in the week in Super Bowl week because he gets a little bit overexcited.
He's not
going to
dress up, is he?
I don't know.
Just dropped about 10 notches in my book.
I like him. And I like
I
that
loved
his
him until
joke.
I heard that line.
I like that his little joke has details. It's not just we're going to run the option. We brought in Tom Osborne from Nebraska. Smart details. That sells the lie, unlike Eric's girlfriend that was around for 4 days.
Ken and Canton,
I'm on your
gentlemen and Andy.
I know why, too.
I had the same concern about Moss's lack of obvious celebrating after the AFC Championship game. However, on Channel 5's Patriot All Access show, they have a locker room segment immediately after the game. They show Moss very happy, very appreciative, and in the mood. I think it's another tempest in a teapot issue like Brady's ankle.
Sounds like something I'd
say. I mean, it could be, seriously. You know, with the whole girl thing, maybe he just didn't want to act that way in public, but got in the locker room and you know. You know, I don't know.
He wasn't happy after the game.
From what you saw.
Right.
Right. But this guy is saying that in the all-access segment,
if
he was
very happy. If I saw something in the open locker room, can I just talk about it right now?
Well, if it's on TV, you can.
Now he's asking if he saw something in the open
locker room. When we were
did others see it, or is it?
Anybody could have. It was during open locker room period. It has not been talked about.
We'll have to discuss that. What?
Open
what?
Locker room, Fred.
Well, did you? Well, what was it?
So I can say it.
Is it really bad?
Well,
no.
Not
really, really bad.
I don't know.
You're my boss. I need to know whether
I don't know what it is that you're talking about.
When Pioli calls or Kraft's call, I want to know whether you have my back.
I think you should be. I think for the stuff we've said on here, I don't see any reason. If it was, I didn't know it was open locker room when you told me.
Yeah, it was right after I left Bill Belichick's press conference.
Oh, then you could say it for sure.
Doug wants to know, Mike.
Until he says that, I'm not saying anything.
Mike, you were amazed at how low a high ankle sprain was. What are you looking for? A lump on the top of his head?
Is it possible to have a collapsed lung?
You want to make $5 the hard way?
Well, I agree with him, though. It says high, so you start to go up the leg.
It's high ankle.
Is it possible
but
to have
the ankle
a
not a low calf sprain.
The ankle is only like
collapsed?
A 3 or 4
right,
inch stretch.
So it's all relative.
I kind of agree with Mike. I think of like up the shin some.
TG and NJ, if Brady's injury is so bad, why didn't he come out of the AFC game? LT did. Come on, guys. The real
yeah,
story.
I would be comparing them to LT.
Come on, guys. The real story is the flowers. If he and Giselle are breaking up, will it affect the game?
Yes. Last time he lost his girlfriend, Dion Branch, he sulked for a while.
Yeah, and then now Romo has seen
now?
The light and ditched his girlfriend.
Oh, he did?
Oh, yeah. Broke up with her right after. Said, hit the road, sweetheart. About football.
Is that
now.
A rumor now that they're going to break up?
In the offseason, he's all about football. Hey, playoffs, I'm ready to get it on.
Hey, that team's backwards. I don't know what to tell you.
Is that a rumor about them breaking up or what?
Who, Giselle or Romo?
No, Brady and Giselle.
No, I think they're just going because somebody had the – Paul, you were telling me this at some like –
There was some story in the Herald that had some
the Herald.
some marriage expert, marriage counselor type saying there's reasons that you would get flowers, and it's usually, to
a
beg
birthday,
for forgiveness or something.
Reconciliation of something?
Yeah.
Well,
I think that's stupid, though.
Here's what my take on that
is. It wasn't
is.
Really, the story
you
wasn't
know,
serious.
We saw the picture of them coming out of Butters. And Will McDonough was with him.
Butters.
If they were
isn't
South, Butter?
South Park episode? South Park? Isn't it Butter?
You are Butters.
Yeah. Is that Butter's house?
It's called Butter.
Butter.
Whatever. When it's a franchise, it'll be Butters. But when they were walking out and Will McDonough was with him, and if they were kind of like in a let's make up type mode, we need to talk type mode, would Will McDonough be there with
or
him?
Or maybe they were mad at each other. Well, you really do look at things your own way, don't you?
I do.
When you just said that, I thought you were going the exact opposite way, that they were – you would think that would tell me they're mad at each other. He's hanging out with his buddy while she's walking behind him.
No, I think that if
but
they were mad, they'd want
that,
some
that
time
they're
to
okay.
talk.
Okay,
yeah,
I got you. Okay. They'd want some time to talk in public in front of cameras. I see where you're going with that.
With cameras rolling, audio.
You know, the good doctor writes in. Remember Dr. Roger Webster? One of our first emailers of all time.
I do, Fred.
He's emailed in. Paul is just done with this show. He is just completely
you're right. It's not
disgusted
up to his high standards
with
of
us today.
Award-winning radio.
Right.
You're not? You're detached.
Are you going to tell me I hate somebody again?
No, but you're detached.
I mean...
He can call me a liar, but I can't tell him that he hates somebody. That's okay.
You didn't tell me you hate it. I mean, that's all you have all the emails doing it now.
Can Ellis Hobbs cover Plaxico? He's the weak link in the D.
No.
What can the D do to help Hobbs from getting burned?
Give him help.
You know,
well, it's pretty straightforward.
Football analyst Tom Casale.
Ellis Hobbs can't cover Plaxico Burress. Anybody who watches football knows it. So he's going to do what Andy said, play 15 yards off. They're going to give him safety help over the top or cover him with Samuel.
And I don't think you're that worried about Plaxico catching it at 7 yards and beating Hobbs down the sideline.
Especially
line
with his
ankle, yeah.
Yeah, I'm not looking for anything exotic here. I don't think the Patriots' defense is going to do anything out of the ordinary.
I don't think they ever do.
I think they're going to play him pretty straight up.
I think this is one of those where Bill is fine if Plaxico has 12 catches for 112 yards or something.
Well, I'd be fine with that, too.
As long as they're not in the end zone.
But no, as long as he's not hitting big plays and touchdowns.
But if it's 12 for like 160, I think he might have a problem with that.
I asked Ellis about that yesterday in the locker room, covering big guys like Burress, because he gave up that big play, that second play of the game. And he admitted that it was, bad technique on his part, and that the only way you can make up for things like that is to have proper technique, not let – be aware of your body position in comparison to the receivers, and that he would be able to do that as long as he pays attention to his technique.
He'd have to be close enough to a receiver to get permission to position on him.
Well, what was it? They had Belichick mic'd up for one of the games, and he said to Hobbs, he goes, "Don't get into all that other stuff. Just cover him with your speed and quickness." That's what he said specifically to Hobbs.
What is the other stuff?
I don't know.
I would think he's talking about
the hand work and jamming and all that stuff.
Like that.
Okay.
I mean, I'm guessing. I didn't see the clip that Fred's talking about, but that's what I would guess.
I think it was the Giants game that he said that.
And by the way, on that play, Dean Pease says he was supposed to have help that never got there.
Oh, yeah, on the bomb on to Burress. And he actually had decent coverage on that play.
That was one of those where we said, he's got nice coverage. Oh, he still caught it.
But an amendment to Andy's, by the way, you're ripping me now. Andy and I wanted to talk about Tom Brady and whether or not you're laughing at us, and now you have the email is laughing at us because we don't think it's okay that he's not practicing.
But where's the line? When does it become an issue?
When he doesn't practice next week.
Okay.
Yeah.
What if he has a boot on stage when we leave, or gets on the plane with a boot? Issue yet?
No, because
won't be able to tell anybody.
Yeah.
But,
no, not at all.
Okay. Well, he's got to go on stage before we leave because he's doing that.
Rolling. He's not wearing no boot on stage.
But like we said in the first 5 minutes, we all think he's going to play.
Right.
But Andy, Tom, and I can't find a reason as to why we think it's okay that he's not practicing and why we're not concerned at all.
I want you to clarify your position.
We have concern.
I mean, we all think he's going to play, right? Because he'll shoot himself to Mars
if
that's what it takes.
And I agree with that.
Right. Okay. But you're confident and convinced he'll be 100%. He won't be affected by it.
That's my opinion, yes.
Based on?
Nothing.
Nothing.
Well, the same thing that you guys are basing it on. I don't
know.
I'm not saying he's going to be affected, though. I have no idea what's going to happen in 10 days.
Right, I mean, it turns out.
I just think, from what I've heard Brady say about the injury, from the fact that he finished the game, and two guys who have watched every play 10 times can't even agree on when the injury happened.
Right. It might have been Jacksonville for all we know. But, there's been years, Fred, where he's played through sports hernias, and we found out afterwards he's played through separated shoulders.
Right.
And if you go back and you look at some of the games, you say, well, maybe he won 100%, and that's why he wasn't so good. I mean, I think he's going to play. I think he's going to gut it out. But
the bottom line
to
is
to be convinced that he's 100%, I mean, I don't know what that's
evidence
based
points to him
not being
100%.
I didn't say that he was 100%. I said it won't affect him.
That's why –
There's a lot of – nobody's 100%.
What you're saying is you still think he'll play well.
I think he'll play well. Okay. And I don't think his injury, if he has one – and he obviously does. I don't think his injury will be a determining factor in this game.
Do you think that – because I think they'll win by 10 – they'll win by two possessions. But do you think they could be playing it up at all this week?
The Patriots?
Yeah.
They could be.
See, I think, people have said they faked the whole thing to begin with, which I think is ludicrous.
I'm not sure about that either.
They got better things to do with their time than to concoct, paparazzi in the West Village boot-wearing things. I mean, it's just not it's not plausible. But would they take advantage of it?
I think they might.
They've been given this, so all right.
I think they might.
Well, let's play with it.
They've paid more attention to things of lesser detail, so I would imagine that they might do this.
So you think
he
would not practice just to feed into the idea?
Sure.
Precautionary. If he's not practicing the whole,
plausible.
I think they'd hold him out the stretching period when we're there to screw with us. But to hold him out the whole practice, you're right. That's next level.
Yeah.
That's next level.
And I think you're only hurting yourself. If he's okay to practice and you're holding him out just to kind of play with him,
you're hurting yourself.
There's not a person on this planet. There's not a person on this planet that thinks there's a chance that Brady isn't starting. So he's not going to affect the preparation for the Giants one bit, right?
Doesn't it hurt you that you can't have this conversation on the big show? Like, just sort of calm, normal,
exactly.
discussing the issue.
But we couldn't have it anyway because you get laughed at for even suggesting that there might be a problem with the ankle. That's why you can't have the conversation.
They don't want to acknowledge
it. At least Fred acknowledge some discourse back and forth. He'll laugh at you and disagree with you, but he doesn't shoot you down.
I mean, to say that there's zero wrong would be to suggest that they made up, they said, Tom, put on the boot, and we're going to assume the TMZ is going to be there, and this is what we're going to play.
Well,
I mean, they're not – they have other things going on than to concoct something
wrong.
Like
I think there's – he has probably – some chronic tendonitis in his shoulder, which is why they ice it up with the big thing after every game. You know, there's something wrong there. But I just don't think that it's going to negatively affect his performance.
Well, it's not going to positively affect it. You've got to grade it. You can't say that it's not going to – if he's less than 100%, it's negatively affecting his performance.
There will be nothing – this is my opinion. I don't know. And I said to these guys early in the show, if I'm wrong, I'll admit it after the fact. But – I don't think that after that game we'll be saying the reason why was because of Brady's injury of anything. You know,
Do you think the reason why he didn't play that well last Sunday was because of the injury?
No, I don't.
I don't.
I don't either.
Because the first throw was 20 yards over he was bad from the get go.
Yeah. You just said maybe it was Jacksonville.
But maybe it was Jacksonville. Right, that's true.
If no one can find if there's debating over when the injury happened, maybe it already was out there.
And I just say that because, again, we get into the postseason, and all of a sudden he shows up at a golf tournament with his arm in a sling, and turns out he's been playing with a separated shoulder. William McGinnis says he's been playing with a sports hernia for half the year.
Right.
She would say sports hernery.
Is that what it is?
You know,
this ball that he threw had nothing to do with his sports hernery.
But, you know, based on that, Mike, whenever a guy, you know, and that's the thing about football and especially the Patriots where they don't divulge what's going on with the injury. You never know when it's an injury that affects a guy and they don't want you to know.
Right. So
I have no problem with that.
So if it did, let's say for the sake of argument, it did happen against Jacksonville, does that mean it got worse since then? Because he practiced all last week. And played in the game,
true.
And now he's not practicing. Does that mean it got worse sometime in between?
It could have been.
Do we know he practiced all last week?
Well, he was at the media portion, and he took part in.
So we don't know if he.
So we don't know, right? We don't know.
Fred, let me ask you a question. You keep mentioning the chronic tendonitis.
Yeah.
Is that something to be worried about long term with him?
Well,
because
yeah.
Chronic means it's going to get worse.
Yeah.
Right?
It never gets better.
Chronic means it's there all the
it's
time.
Always yeah, it's there. Always See, there. I think he's it's, dealt with it for. Three or four
but
years.
But
as you
get older, is that
something?
Oh,
yeah.
Yes.
By the time he's 50, he can barely raise his arm over his shoulder.
As we said before on this show, we don't expect him to play like Vinny Testaverde into his 40s.
Luckily, by the time he's 50, he'll be in retired for 14
yeah,
years.
No, I'm just saying.
We won't care about him anyway. He won't be on the Patriots anymore.
You know what I'm talking about. These guys that have played football all their lives, they're hobbling around because it just catches up with them.
I tell Nelly all the time, just watching the guy walk makes it hurts.
Yeah.
Just watch
Brady, and he's still got to play.
I mean, it takes some of these guys, their routine just getting out of bed is 20 minutes. Just a
Emmett
loose,
was big
you know,
on that. Remember, he used to talk about all that stupid chiropractor and this and that
in
and
the
day
stuff
after.
In the pool that he did.
Yeah, so it will affect him down the road. Absolutely.
But nothing will affect him on Sunday, February 3rd in the desert.
Oh, hell no. I mean, adrenaline takes over. He's going to be fine. He's
adrenaline,
going to be fine.
Adrenaline and the stuff that isn't in your body already that they pump into it.
Oh.
Now,
that wasn't dirty. He's going to take an injection. Can we? Is there any doubt?
No.
Yeah, he's going to take a.
I mean, yes.
wait, which one sides with the Patriots?
I mean, no. I don't know that he's going to
do that.
He's
most likely going to take a cortisone shot.
Yes,
which
something.
A lot of people.
If there's
do.
A lot of pain, he might. Yeah. Yeah.
No, I mean, yes. I don't know.
But
which one makes the Patriots look better?
But we don't know. I think there is doubt that he will get a shot. Sure. We just don't know the severity
I told you,
Felger, of it.
Not this week. You can't mess with him this week. He's in a rare.
That's my. The last thing is that's my. I think me and Andy's point. It was, you just don't know the severity. So,
but Fred does.
I'm not willing
100%.
I'm not willing to slough it off. That there's nothing to be concerned about.
Paulie stopped listening to you. He's reading an email on his BlackBerry.
What are you gonna do? I'm the one that has no interest in the show, though.
He's too busy.
All right. Well, that is going to be it for this week in the life of PFW in progress.
Isn't that like 4 minutes? Early?
This weekend, we're off to Arizona. We'll be down there. These guys are getting there Sunday. I'm getting there tomorrow to make sure that when they get down there, there's nothing for them to whine about.
I don't. I,
you sell us way short.
Oh boy,
you got a lot of work to do.
Even Eric's ready to whine.
No, yeah. No, I'm just. I'm not.
I
mean, even Eric.
Right.
I'm just happy to be here. Hope I can help the ball club. All right,
you
but
keep up the good work, Eric. I'm behind you.
But as I said, the show will be back all throughout Super Bowl week, Eastern time, 4 to 6, Tuesday through Friday, and we will see you next Tuesday.